If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
One day, if you're a girl, you look in the mirror, and there they'll be. Instead of a flat chest, two bumps. These are the beginnings of your breasts. And they're not there just to look pretty. They're useful, too.
I literally used to go to bed at night and pray that I would wake up in the morning with big breasts.
Well, that's because you have big jugs. I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them. Mama!
I love fake boobs. Oftentimes you find them on strippers.
First, tell me what's going on with the boobs.
Boobs. Oh, my God. Boobs. Oh, my God. Boobs.
I want to squeeze them.
Hello, those are my breasts.
Nice melons.
I like boobs.
What? I like boobs. Big boobs. Love them.
Yeah, they're pretty popular.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You got any weed?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Yeah, Eric. Hey, what's up, man? It's Mr. Con.
Roll another one.
Smoke weed every day.
Just like the other one.
Man, I'm so high.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Butt hash.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine, dude.
Choo-choo.
Balls.
Roll. Roll another one.
The best tonic is chronic.
Just like the other one.
You can't get a habit from weed.
This one seems to be about to end.
Drag it, man.
I
guess if we're gonna feel anything, we should smoke a whole bunch of it really fast.
Quit whenever you like. Don't be chicken.
Just pass it around. Don't bug that joint, my friend. Just pass it on down.
And now.
That's right. They're breasts.
Au naturel, baby. That's how I like them. Swing low, sweet chariots.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's Friday the 12th.
You ready?
10 seconds.
Kevin, oh, my God.
And it's Friday the 12th of...
Yeah!
Anna?
Yeah, I didn't say
September really
yet.
Didn't.
I was just about to say September.
Were you?
Well, it was a dramatic pause.
It was really dramatic.
It was
dramatic.
The 12th of... You ready?
My God.
All right, here we go again. It was the 12th of September.
Yeah!
Anna?
Very well done.
Nicely done.
I'm impressed.
A little rehearsal, everything will be great. You know how you have the drop-dead time at which you have to leave your house or you will be late for work?
I do.
5:13 for me.
Yeah. Should and that's be. If you put the pedal to the metal, yeah. Right?
Should be 5:05, but it's 5:12, 5:13.
Because you fly. Travel.
Yeah.
Sure.
You
I
fly.
Guess
sure. Helicopter. No, you fly in your car.
Mm-hmm.
5:04 I woke up.
Oh, man.
I rolled over to the clock. I was like, 5:04. And then I had to stop and think for a minute. Is it 5:04 in the afternoon, maybe?
Is it
I'm
Saturday?
Taking a nap or...
Oh, it's such a weird
nope,
feeling.
That says AM, 5:04 AM.
Completely disoriented.
Yeah. So I jumped up, ran in and brushed my teeth. I thought, I can't take a shower.
No, you can't.
But I have to take a shower every day before I leave. But I can't. So I ran out into the kitchen and I thought, and I looked at the clock again, it was 5:09. I said, can't really eat. Really got to eat every day before I leave too. Can't do that. So I ran to my computer and I checked email.
You did?
Just quickly, anybody from K-Rock, just to see if there's anything I needed to know.
Okay.
Because there's a bunch of BS going on behind the scenes. And there was one thing, and then I thought, wow, I should probably search the internet for, you know, monkeys throwing poo like I always do. I sure. Can't do that. Got out to the car. It was already 5:13. After all that, I was like, how is it already 5:13? So I got nothing done today.
I would keep my distance. I'm grateful you have your clothes on, honestly.
I was just going to say, I would keep my distance from me if I were anyone.
Because you're smelly.
Yes. Well, not smelly. No, I took a shower last night. But I just, I like to be clean.
Wow, you really do.
Yeah.
I know you got clean underwear on.
Oh.
You probably changed those three times before even getting up and leaving for work.
I would have done that if I woke up just now.
4 minutes right there.
4 minutes. How dare you? I usually wear four pair. I just take one off.
Oh, I see.
That's all. Doesn't take very much time at all.
I change artists.
Right. We were talking to Lisa yesterday, and she has a blind dog.
Yeah, I do.
And that kind of made us laugh. But not only is her dog blind, she takes it on walks, and we found out yesterday, walked her dog into a pole.
Oh, more than once. I know. It's the saddest thing ever.
Because the dog can't see.
Yeah.
But Lisa has to guide the dog, and you know what it must be like to try and like watch out for things for the dog, because the dog can't watch out itself.
Yes.
More than once walked it into a pole.
There's one pole, I don't know, we just can't get around it, because I got the other dog.
Well, I know why she can't get around it. It's why you can't get around it that is the problem.
But I have two dogs, right?
Right.
So sometimes the other dog's doing something and you pay attention and you kind of just forget for a second.
The blind one?
You got the blind one trailing behind you. But there's this one pole that's sort of right in the middle of the sidewalk on a corner. And I finally gave up and I just pick her up because we cannot maneuver around that pole without her banging into it. It's just impossible. So after the fifth time, I'm like, all right, I guess I just pick you up.
Lisa stopped avoiding pole.
That's what she said?
That's what we've understood down here today.
It's such a sad thing.
Yeah, puppy lake.
Oh, come on.
I'm saying puppy lake. What?
Who hasn't walked into a pole once in a while?
That's what she said.
Exactly.
Well, I think a lot of people would have, but I would think if you had a blind dog, you would be a little sensitive about that.
I try very hard. There's a lot of poles.
That's what he said.
We could do this all day, couldn't we?
I don't think he said that. But she did. That's all right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
We need a new place for a blind dog. We need somebody to take that off our
hands.
Someone
who's responsible.
Yeah. Because we apparently, Lisa
can't be trusted.
Lisa can't be trusted.
No, I know.
We also have Petros Papadakis coming in the studio.
I was just going to do that.
Big USC rivalry game this weekend, USC Ohio State. I'd like to hear you do that.
What?
Yeah.
That's not the same as
Lika Papadakis is weak.
She is. Petros is. That's why we don't have her on.
Okay.
That's why we never have her on.
That's the weakest Lika so far.
We also have Petros talking about the NFL weekend.
Okay.
Weekend two. Very excited about that. We have Harvey Levin on the program today.
Oh, are we going to talk about Kanye?
Talking about Kanye West.
One of our city councilmen apparently is all over the paparazzi trying to back him off.
Yeah.
And so he's like, see, I'm telling you, but I did hear that.
He could be right, but I hate all of our city councilmen.
I do too. The crazy story is that Jamie Lynn Spears the other day got off a plane in L.A. and there were so many paparazzi that airport security had to help sneak her out the back and use a decoy.
Use a decoy?
Yeah.
Hey, we need a fat blonde. We have a fat young blonde.
That's Jamie.
Yeah, I know.
That's ridiculous.
I think there are a lot of these photographers that are out of hand, but Kanye seems to have a bit of a problem.
He might be a little angry.
Smashing a camera and all kinds of stuff like that. So
yeah,
we need to talk about that. We got Michael Jackson. I don't know if you heard Ralph's story yesterday about how he's his used underwear are on eBay.
Ew.
And that seems bad on every level. Every level.
I want to know who's buying them.
As do I, but I don't think you really want to know the answer to that.
Person.
We also have Carly Pope in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
She's in a little movie that's called Young People Effing, although it's the full word.
Yes.
And it looks funny.
The trailer looks really good.
It does, right?
Yeah.
We have clips from Death Magnetica.
Magnetic.
Have I said that right once? Even when talking to James?
No.
No, I haven't said that right once. Not one time. Death Magnetic. New CD comes out today from Metallica. Usually it's on Tuesdays, but this one comes out today. So we'll give you some clips of that. And new Kevin and Bean Instant Request.
Oh, good.
Which we think you'll like very much. Plus, it's K-Rock's 100 Days of Metallica. You can get tickets to see the band, and you can qualify to win the band's gear, which is their drum kit, their bass, two guitars, and James's mic.
What's the value on that, Kevin? The value on that is
$2 trillion. Yep.
Stunning.
It's gone up.
Inflation is crazy.
Inflation, yeah. just earlier this week, it was in the tens of thousands.
It's like the price of gas.
Yep. Just
it keeps going up.
I think it's keeping pace with the price of gas. So we got all that coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:41. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph's Showbiz Beat. That is next. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:48. Ralph is here with a look at the Showbiz Beat this morning. Morning, Ralph.
Yes. Yes, he is. And I am. And Kanye West, turns out,
yes,
doesn't like cameras.
Yeah.
Sure, by now you've heard he got into a scuffle outside an American Airlines terminal at LAX. Just yesterday, he grabbed a photographer's camera because he didn't want the dude taking photos of him. And then his manager grabbed another camera and they smashed him on the ground. And the cops were called. And Kanye and his bodyguard were arrested on charges of felony vandalism. Bail was set at $20,000, which Kanye managed to find at the bottom of his shoe. And they were released yesterday afternoon. But now we have to do Kanye Watch 2008 and see whether the court case happens. I think it's early October he's going to be in court for this. So.
Oh, that's not too bad.
So we'll wait and see what happens then, but we'll talk to our buddy Harvey Levin later on today because it was a TMZ photographer, apparently, who
the second one,
was the focus of the melee.
What makes it felony, do you know? Because it sounds like a misdemeanor.
The amount of property damage. I don't know how expensive the camera was, but
number.
Over a certain amount, I believe it becomes felony vandalism versus misdemeanor vandalism. Not sure. I am not a lawyer, although I'd be an excellent one if I chose that career. I love politics. I love celebrities, but I love it most when politics and celebrities collide.
Somebody else tell me who to vote for?
Sweet Jesus. No, this is better than that. Let this be true. A radio, TV station, rather, in New Mexico is reporting that Val Kilmer might run for governor of New Mexico.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
For those of you who don't know, Val Kilmer's crazy.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm all for crazy government.
Me too.
What party he'd represent or where he'd land on positions isn't quite clear yet, but we do know a little about Val's feelings about New Mexico, where he is a resident, from his own mouth. He once referred to Santa Fe, New Mexico, as the homicide capital of the Southwest. And also described his county of residence as 80% drunk.
Oh, wow.
So if you're running against Val Kilmer, you may have a little ammunition.
What's the matter with you? Are you crazy or something?
Val's own mouth, which would come in handy. Lauren Conrad.
Dumb.
Star of TV, MTV's The Hills.
Yes.
As announced yesterday, she is writing a book.
Yes.
Oh, good.
That's the best case scenario.
This means she will have written one more than she's read. The book will be fiction, she says. The plot will be the story of a young, blonde, 20-something woman who moves to Los Angeles and becomes the star of a reality TV show.
Oh, that is fiction.
At least she is stretching her creative writing skills and coming up with something.
Well, you said write what you know.
Science fiction. Britney Spears is a whore.
Yes.
And apparently she likes free stuff. When she was at the Video Music Awards, she was too busy to hit the gifting suites, so she sent her manager to do the complimentary shopping for her.
Really? Apparently just pick me up stuff I like.
He walked out with his arms full of Dermalogica skincare products, Urban Decay makeup, and clothes for her baby boys. Really? Are things that rough that you have to get your soap at a free gifting suite?
Yeah, no kidding.
Just go buy yourself some soap, you whore. Those gifting suites are insane.
They are, and they're all for people who have way too much money to begin with.
They give free stuff to people who could buy anything.
Yeah.
And people who can't buy anything get nothing.
Yeah.
So that seems not fair to me. Speaking of makeup, Mario Lopez. Psycho Mike was here for this one.
Yeah.
New York Daily News reports that he got a lot of unwanted attention last week in a media party in Hollywood. Apparently, he was promoting one of his TV projects. They say the poor guy received a lot of stares and looks when he walked into the event wearing tons of foundation and mascara. No one knows whether he'd come off the set or not, or whether he just likes to wear tons of foundation and mascara.
That's weird.
He may just be very metrosexual. Megan Fox
Yes.
Since Mike's not here,
is Mike
you're doing
work here
it?
Anymore?
I don't know. I don't know where he went. He's here today. I have no idea where he's
going. To make some whey protein powder shake or something for the morning? Is he
no idea.
Concerns?
There he is.
Miss Cleo. That's Cleo. That's not Mike at all.
I wasn't looking. I heard the door open.
Mike walked into the office and found Megan Fox on the cover of Maxim magazine, so you can imagine where he is right now.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Well, he's doing the right thing, though.
Oh, you guys.
I mean, that's all right.
Come on.
That's the case.
God, she's hot. Playboy hot.
By the way, thanks to Richard, who sent me a photo via email this morning of Megan Fox wearing a Batman T-shirt.
Oh, that's everything.
That's just the perfect combo in the world right there. Which
hey,
is nice.
Mike.
That's hot.
Welcome back, Mike.
Hi.
You look relieved.
Hi. Remember the show
He's
you used to work
out
on?
Of breath.
Where were you?
I was in the bathroom with
yes.
a brand new Maxim with Megan Fox on the cover.
Yeah.
Laminating it.
So now none of the rest of us dare touch it without a hazmat suit?
You want to be blessed by desire.
All right, Spencer.
You know what that means.
Anyway, Megan Fox is, she may be the sexiest woman in the world. Maybe not, depending on how you feel. But she apparently is a very normal, down-to-earth girl. She says that she doesn't have any Hollywood friends, pretty much, because she finds them sort of phony.
Mm-hmm.
Her best friend is a girl she grew up with in Florida who works in a mall. That's her best friend. She still checks in.
Wow.
So that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Sure.
Is Megan from Florida? Maybe the only good thing to ever come out of Florida.
Aren't you from Tennessee?
Oh, maybe her friend moved to Florida then. It's all the South down there. They all mingle and mix amongst each other.
No difference?
Teal Tequila says there's a celebrity that she would like to become good friends with. If she had her way, she'd become best buddies with Amy Winehouse, she says.
Oh, no.
Yes, as would I.
Has she seen her?
That is awesome.
I don't think she wants to sleep with her. I think she wants to be hang out with her. When asked if Tila thought she could help the singer on her road to recovery, she said she had no desire to help her. She wants to join her in her lifestyle. Which I'm all for, by
Me
the way.
Me too. Jump on that bandwagon.
The quicker we get Tila Tequila off my planet, the better off we'll all be. So
that isn't good for you.
Start shooting up, Tila. Start drinking 48 bottles of Jack Daniels, whatever it takes.
Don't feel like you have to get in her presence of Amy Winehouse. Go do it yourself on your own.
Don't follow a path. Blaze a trail. That's what I always say.
I've heard you say that meant... Oh, wait, never.
Cheetah girls are growing up. Us Weekly magazine says two of them got into a drunken brawl the other night. Apparently, they were dining at Ruby Foo's in New York City and were getting a little loaded on the sake.
Hey.
Started screaming at each other. Sabrina and Keeley apparently almost came to blows. Their rep denies that they were drinking. My rep denies I know who the F the Cheetah Girls are.
You have a rep?
Yeah, I do. I do now. I don't know who Sabrina and Keeley are, but apparently they were.
I think there's three of them, because I have daughters. I think there's three of them, and I think they're 17, 18, 19-ish.
They're having a little cheetah fight. Yeah. Warner Brothers doesn't think they have enough of your money. So they are re-releasing The Dark Knight in theaters in January.
What?
Isn't it still in theaters now?
It's dwindling.
Oh,
it's hard to find a theater.
Re-releasing it in January.
They're going to give it a couple months off and then put it back in theaters in January to get some more of your hard-earned dollars.
And they will, too.
And they will.
You know, I saw it twice and would like to see it again. So that's, you know, that's one of those deals where I'll probably just wait, see it.
Aside from the fact that they'll get more of your money. By the way, it's still number two on the all-time best grossing movie list. They think it'll be a nice reminder in time for Academy Award voters to catch the movie and build some buzz, perhaps, before the big night. So
that makes sense.
Here's a reminder, however. It will be out on DVD in December.
Oh.
So.
Who knew?
You may want to hold off and just watch it at home. Or see it on the big screen. I mean, that's the kind of movie you would enjoy more on the big screen.
Yeah.
Unless you're like Kevin and you have an IMAX in your viewing room in the voluminous mansion in the basement. But the rest
IMAX
of us.
IMAX in my pants. I don't know what that means.
And sad, sad news. First of all, Kevin just made that joke. But sadder news is that the opening of the ABBA Museum in Stockholm, Sweden has been delayed.
Oh.
Say it isn't so.
Yeah. It was supposed to open this fall, but apparently the project's co-founder says it won't be ready until after summer of 2009.
Why is there an ABBA Museum?
Because ABBA rules. And it's Stockholm, Sweden, where they're putting it, and they don't have a lot of things going on in Stockholm, Sweden.
Nothing else is going on.
The good news is Bean will be able to get his passport renewed in time to see the opening.
Yes.
So
maybe
it'll all work out. And Pamela Anderson says, yes, she is living with ex-husband Tommy Lee again, but they're not sharing a bed.
Now, wait a minute. What happened to her and Michael Jackson?
Maybe that's why she's not sharing a bed with Tommy Lee.
All three of them stay in the same house?
No. Gilligan, listen.
I'm confused.
I think she's dating Michael Jackson. That's why she's not sleeping with Tommy Lee.
Pam Anderson?
She's being faithful to her man.
I see.
Or whatever genus or phylum Michael Jackson would fall under. She says they are living in the same house, but not sharing a bed. She says she's building two new homes for herself in Los Angeles, has another project in development in Canada, and has another place under construction in the Middle East.
Wow.
But is currently homeless because they're all works in progress, so she is crashing with Tommy for the time being.
I see.
But giant-sized cans.
But she says no nookie between the two exes, just a deep, 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 deep sense of friendship. And with Tommy Lee, it's very deep.
Very
deep.
I'm sure.
Deep.
Pam Anderson?
It's bananas. Today's celebrity birthday is Joey Pantoliano. Great actor.
Yeah.
Always, when you see him in a project, you'll say, you know, if I go to see that movie or watch that TV show, I know I will be entertained at least a Joey's worth.
At least a Joey's worth.
Yes. 57 years old today. Jason Statham.
Yeah. That's right, Jet Li.
He is 36 years old today. Paul Walker. Of the Fast and the Furious fame is 35. Jennifer Hudson, Oscar-winning actress for Dreamgirls and former American Idol contestant. She is 27. Emmy Rossum.
Oh, yeah.
Is 22 years old today. Emmy Rossum, interestingly enough, never nominated for an Emmy.
That is odd.
Ironic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ruben Studdard, speaking of American Idol, also turns 30 years old today. And he's a big boy. I don't think he'd even need to cough that.
I don't think that's a secret for anybody.
No, they can just say fat.
Okay.
And Neil Peart, drummer for Rush.
Woo!
One of the great rock drummers of all time, Neil Peart. That guy works a double bass like nobody's business. You know, the two bass drums at the pedals?
Of course.
He can do drum rolls with his feet. It's amazing. I got to bring in some Rush for later on today. Just gets me all hard.
Can't wait.
Oh.
He's 56 years old today. He's a drummer idol.
I know.
Drummers love Neil Peart. That big gong behind his set. A lot of guys with the gongs rarely use the gong. You ever notice that? You don't get a lot of gong solos in
concerts.
That's true. But once in a while, you just need a good gong.
He highlights the gong with neon lights and everything. But you just wait.
It's the focus of his act, pretty much.
On.
Yeah. It's like 4th of July with the final fireworks display. You know, you're just going to wait and just get that gong at the end. It's very exciting. Neil turns 56 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
So yesterday, the New York Post put a story in about Michael Jackson and the stuff that's up on eBay.
Yeah.
Including unwashed underwear.
Oh. Is that even legal on eBay? I thought they didn't do stuff like that.
That's a great question.
Because someone else, you remember in Japan they sell used underwear vending machines, and they're going to try to do that on eBay?
Apparently it was part of the bankruptcy case. This dude, Henry Vaccaro, a New Jersey businessman, got a bunch of stuff that was Michael Jackson's and is putting these underwear up on eBay.
I think he could make a ton of money.
And we thought we'd check in with Michael and find out just exactly what's going on with that story. Good morning, Michael Jackson. How are you?
Get out! I'm very upset.
You're upset about this story of your underwear being on eBay?
It's not right that my personal belongings should be up for auction on eBay.
It does seem odd.
Yeah.
It's wrong. Those things are mine, and this is all because of Shmam Shmedden, Santa Barbara DA, who confiscated that underwear in 2003.
You did a song about him, right?
No, I did. I did a song about Shmam Shmedden.
Right. That might be the worst song ever recorded.
How dare you?
And not a very good swipe at the district attorney that was trying to put you behind bars.
It wasn't about him. His name is Tom Snedden.
Right.
The song is about Smom Schmedden.
So it's not about the Santa Barbara district attorney. It's about just a fictional character.
Fictional character named Smom Schmedden.
I see.
Smom Schmedden is a cold man.
So he's collecting evidence for the child molestation case.
He wanted a DNA sample.
He's trying to get a DNA sample.
He couldn't come and get it like a man.
I thought they did come get a, eventually, I thought they did come and get a DNA sample.
Yeah, but they didn't do it like a man.
Well, how does a man do it?
Yeah, you know.
So it is odd that these have made their way to eBay.
Yes, not only that, but also a very personal letter of mine is being auctioned off as well.
Is that the one about why you wanted to get an annulment from Lisa Marie Presley?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just said icky vagina. Two words on a piece of paper.
As a girl?
Icky vajayjay.
Yeah.
By the way, he's a running back, I think, for Falcons. Icky vajayjay. And a half-used tube of skin bleaching cream.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wasn't done with that yet.
It doesn't sound like you were.
Now I'm half-bleached. I need the rest of me to be bleached. I need the rest of my cream.
Haven't you spent a lot of your life denying that you... Wait, who was that laughing in the background?
That's my new monkey, Omar.
You have a new monkey named Omar?
Yes. Wow. Bubbles is no longer with me, so I got a new one.
What happened to Bubbles?
Speak, Omar, speak. He's either a monkey or a dog. He hasn't figured out yet.
Right, It's difficult for him sometimes.
It's very difficult for him.
So there's the letter, there's the underwear.
Yes, the cream.
The cream, is that
Don't
it?
Don't forget the cream.
The cream, yeah.
All right.
No, other things of mine are now showing up, and it's very distressing.
No, no.
My blow-up Emmanuel Lewis doll.
You had that?
Apparently that is also being up for auction.
Wow.
I hope they cleaned it.
Oh, Michael.
I'm just saying, it probably got dusty sitting in the attic.
Oh, all right.
My blow-up Macaulay Culkin doll.
Macaulay?
I forget his name. But I'll never forget his butt.
It's not important. Oh, Michael.
You said that out loud, Michael.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. A half-used box of Magnum condoms.
Magnum?
Those are missing.
What? Wait a minute. Magnum condoms?
Yes.
Magnum condoms. Yeah,
Is that a woman speaking?
Yes.
That's why I annulled Lisa Marie Presley.
Really?
Because she talked all the time.
Because she was a woman?
Yes. With her talking mouth. Those Magnum condoms are mine.
Yeah, sure.
They are mine.
Uh-huh, yeah.
They are mine.
Yeah, there's not a chance in a million years that you need Magnum condoms. Not a chance.
What about water balloon fights?
Oh.
Yeah,
well,
see?
I can use them for that, I guess.
I love water balloon fights, and they would hold the most water.
I see.
Okay.
And sometimes they wouldn't even break.
Okay.
Sometimes they did break.
Okay, right.
It's bad.
Right.
And Omar, my new monkey's up for auction, too.
Is he really?
Yes, but that's by me, because I want to get rid of him. That's better. You're learning, Omar.
It's getting better. Kanye West.
Yeah.
Kanye West.
He's a badass.
How about him? I don't know if you saw the story yesterday. TMZ broke it. It was on, it was all over the news. I think this is from ABC News.
Kanye West under arrest. He and his manager were taken into police custody today following a confrontation at LAX that was caught on tape by a TMZ photographer. The video you're about to see starts during the scuffle. It doesn't show how the incident began or why it may have gotten to this point.
Police! Stop. Police!
I got it. I took it.
Please, help me.
Come on,
I took it.
Stop.
Let me get that.
Ain't no police, man. Get on so well.
While TMZ rolled, the video shows West and Crowley grabbing a paparazzo's camera, Crowley smashing it to the ground, and West slamming down a flash. An LAX spokesman said police interviewed witnesses before the two were booked, and when they were released, yep, the cameras were waiting.
What are you doing attacking photographers, man? That ain't cool.
Yes.
That ain't cool.
That story has everything. You can see the video at Kevin and Bean front page, krock.com. Basically, what happened was a still photographer took a couple of pictures of Kanye, and that made him mad. Mm-hmm. Now, at the airport, it's public property,
it
right?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
Until you get into, you know, through security.
Past security, right?
They can take your photos.
So, Kanye West is showing up to check in. With his Louis Vuitton backpack, by the way, which I think is a bigger problem. and the guy takes a couple pictures and Kanye freaks out. Now, here's what
and
I
why?
Find, I don't know.
That's weird.
I don't know why. I guess it's probably some kind of, you know, leftover anger from some – I mean, he must fight with photographers all the time.
Yeah.
Or be upset at him or whatever. They must surround him all the time. And anytime they find a celebrity that's volatile –
they go after
that's
him,
that's
right?
Best case scenario. Right. Yeah, you take as many pictures as you can, hoping something like this will happen. So he grabs the – his security guard grabs the camera and smashes it to the ground. Kanye grabs the flash and slams it to the ground.
Ooh.
I'll make sure you never take pictures indoors again. I'm going to smash your
flash.
Dear God, what's going on with this? So meanwhile, the TMZ camera, video camera, was kind of – you know, rolling for a lot of this stuff.
Uh-huh.
But then they called the police. Somebody said, "Police, police." And they came. And then I guess Kanye later, after the videotape was turned off, found out that the TMZ guys were videotaping it and then lunged at him again.
Oh, no kidding.
Saying, "Give me that effing videotape. Give me the videotape."
Wow.
While the police were there.
That guy's out of control.
Do you think? But the question is, do you blame him?
I can't imagine what it would be like to never be able to walk out of your house without photographers.
I can't either.
It would be horrible.
That would be a negative, a huge negative.
Yeah.
But don't you kind of feel like it would be a negative that you, A, have gotten used to and, B, can anticipate happening every time?
Yeah.
How does one of them, you know, push you over the top? Maybe this dude that was taking the pictures had done something wrong to Kanye in the past. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who has any idea? Kanye could just be crazy. But what do you think? 1-800-520-1067. Did he do the right thing? A.
Yeah.
And I say yes for entertainment's sake.
Okay.
It's all about entertainment for me.
So it's good for us.
So it would have been boring had he done nothing at the airport, a couple of pictures.
Sure.
So he you know, he grabbed the camera and smashed it and then lunged at the TMZ guy. What's up with this? Obviously there are some paparazzi that are going too far. Obviously.
Well, and it
doesn't seem like it was this.
There's more and more and more because the public desire for those photos is growing and growing. It doesn't seem like we ever get tired of photos of people doing absolutely nothing.
And they really do at times, and I'm not talking about the photographers in this story, but there are photographers who try to bait these celebrities.
Sure, absolutely.
They get in front of them. They get in front of their car. They won't let them move. They stand in their personal space, you know, 2 inches in front of their face, taking pictures and stuff. I mean, there are people who that's their specialty is they go out and they try to get anger from celebrities.
Right.
So you can imagine that would suck.
But it does seem like you should be able to go to the grocery store. You know, just the normal everyday stuff. It does seem like you should be able to do those things. And yet there are people who can't.
Yeah.
I
guess, but that's a public place.
Seems like they've crossed a line, though. But it's our fault because we buy those stupid magazines. I look through them, too.
Yeah. These are going to be some good pictures, by the way. You know what
I
mean?
Can't wait to see those.
I hope he didn't destroy the actual card with the pictures on it.
Well, that's a good question. We would never see those.
We need to see that. All right, so we're going to take some calls at 1-800-520-1067. There are two sides to this. There are people who go over the line, and that must drive celebrities crazy.
Sure.
But it doesn't seem like, in this particular case, anyone did anything wrong. Except for Kanye.
And it's not going to go his way.
I don't think so.
Definitely not.
I don't think so. Let's go to Ronnie in Fullerton. Good morning, Ronnie.
Good morning.
Hey.
Kanye West, what do you think?
I think it's fair. I don't think that they should be able to follow people around like that and go ahead and take pictures of them. I think you should do that at your own risk.
So you think that anytime a celebrity is in a public place, they should be able to attack the photographers?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, you went right to the edge.
Wow, all right. All right, thank you, Ronnie.
Unless they're on the red carpet or at a public event.
Yeah, that seems absurd.
That's really
not the way it's going to do, but let's figure it out. Jim in Huntington Beach. By the way, later this morning we're going to talk to Harvey from TMZ and get his opinion.
Okay.
Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Jim.
What do you think, Kanye?
I think Kanye West, I think it was all a plan thing. I think that he went in there knowing that he was going to do something like that because of the media whore that he is. I also believe that he came prepared. He didn't have any crack, you notice, when he was arrested.
I didn't notice that.
And I just think he kind of wants to be the spokesman of the person that put his foot down, more say, you know.
It's hard to say, but that wouldn't surprise me
not
coming from Kanye.
Not knowing him, yeah. And he can certainly afford whatever fines they levy.
So you think basically...
Yeah, he knew it was going to be a misdemeanor. He wasn't carrying a gun. You know, he was, didn't have crack, like I said.
By the way, they did not charge him with misdemeanor. They charged him with felony...
Misdemeanor.
Felony something. Felony...
Well, it starts out to be, with his money and his lawyer...
Oh, I see.
...billy dropped, too.
They'll make a deal. They'll make it a misdemeanor and, you know, don't do it
true.
For 6 months and whatever.
Light news. That's what he wanted.
All right. I got you. Thank you, Jim, for the call. That's it's impossible to tell with Kanye, that's for sure.
Felony vandalism?
Yes.
Is that what you're thinking of?
Yes.
Okay.
Mike in San Pedro. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do
hey,
you
Mike.
Think?
Hey, I think that, you know, he's an entertainer. He puts himself in the limelight. You know, he makes his money from people seeing him and buying his records. You know, if people want to photograph or photograph him, you know, that's what he gets. You know, if he was an average Joe like the rest of us, nobody follows me there for it with a camera.
Yeah, I mean, that is the double-edged sword where he does get a lot from cameras and from photographers.
And wouldn't a lot of these people just collapse if no one wanted to take their picture?
I would think so, yeah.
Kanye West especially.
Yeah.
He would
look,
die.
Look, here I am in a restaurant. Take my picture. And it was like, man,
if photographers
really
were smart, they would all get together. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it, Mike. They would all get together and they would all say, if Kanye West shows up today, let's just go, ah, it's Kanye.
I would
but
love
say it, like,
that.
Like, say it under your breath, but so that he can hear it.
Yeah.
And just move on to try
that
and find somebody else.
Awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems bizarre. We got a lot of calls. 1-800-520-1067. Is Kanye West correct when he grabs a camera and throws it to the ground? Is he an a-hole? Is it understandable? We'll take your calls next at 1-800-520-1067. There was a photographer at LAX. Kanye West was there. The photographer took some pictures. Kanye didn't like it. His friend grabbed the camera, threw it to the ground. He grabbed his flash and threw it to the ground. That's how tough. That's how Kanye rolls.
That's right.
But a TMZ photographer was there filming, and the police showed up. And then when Kanye found out that the TMZ guy was there, he lunged at the TMZ guy with the police there.
He's out of control, man.
Give me that effing tape. And they apparently arrested him. Felony vandalism was the charge. They didn't let him get on his plane. A whole big problem. And there's been a lot of problems with paparazzi. And we're taking calls on what was happening with Kanye West. Some people think that he's out of his mind. Some people think he did it on purpose to get press.
Right. Some people think he's justified. I have an email that's pretty funny about this from Gray. He says, I can't say I blame Kanye for not liking photographers being around him whenever he's in public, but the guy makes so much money. I'd let people film me dropping the deuce for that kind of money.
Well, thank God nobody wants to do that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Joseph in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think about this?
Like I said, it was kind of funny, but He did it. I don't really care.
Right, but do you understand? Do you think he's crazy?
No, I don't think he's crazy. I think he's kind of fed up, like a lot of other people are fed up with all these people running up and down the streets and harassing them at all periods of time.
Yeah, but you know this isn't going to help that.
This is going to make it way worse,
yeah.
Joseph. Because now you know photographers know that they might get the story when Kanye flips.
Yeah, well, what they should do is people kind of something has to be done about the photographers. It's simple as that because it's getting too much house control, and you might get more of it than that.
There is a city councilman, I think it's Zion that wants to. I don't know what kind of law you're going to pass, like some sort of they have to stay away 50 feet or something. I don't know what the law is, but he's trying to pass something.
Joseph, what do you think should happen?
If I'm somewhere, you know, and you take a couple of pictures of me and I say, okay, that's enough, it should be enough. I mean...
Well, what if it's not? What if they keep snapping?
They should be polite.
Then what do they do?
Say it again?
What do they do? What do you do if they don't stop?
I'll start having a private plane in Compton.
Okay. All right. Good enough. That's what he should do. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Armando in La Puente. Good morning, Armando.
Hey, Armando.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi there.
Hey, I mean, yeah, he makes his money that way, you know, and it's wrong. I think it's wrong what he did, but at the same time, there should be some kind of stalking law because if they're following you around purposely and, like, you know, the last caller said, you know, and just taking picture after picture, I mean, that would piss anybody off, whether you're famous or not.
Yeah.
I guess, but it sounds like we're lumping in all photographers, you know, and we're characterizing them by the bad 10% or 20% or whatever they are. I mean, I don't think everybody's in their face trying to get them to freak out and standing in their way and stuff like that. It didn't look like that's what was going on at LAX.
Right, right.
I mean, there are...
And it wasn't a crush of photographers. It's like one guy. Taking some photos.
I mean, and at the same time, too, I mean, we only see what they record. I mean, they could have been, you know, hassling them before.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Made them, you know, that pissed off. And then after, you know, when they turned the cameras on, he was already mad and going after them.
So did he do the right thing?
No, I don't think he did the right thing, but there should be some kind of protection for these guys. You know, I can see, like, you know, Lisa said, it must be horrible not to go, you know, you want a loaf of bread and you're like, damn, I wonder if I should go.
Yeah,
I know if you're a woman, you better put on all your makeup and have your hair right, or the next thing you're going to see is your face on the National Enquirer.
Us
Stars
Weekly.
Without makeup. Look how ugly they are. awful.
That would suck. But it also seems to me like there are hundreds and hundreds of grocery stores where there aren't really photographers. Doesn't it seem like they're all kind of headquartered around the same bars slash restaurants slash...
For a lot of celebrities, but there's a few, like Britney Spears. It doesn't matter where she goes.
But she's
she
on the...
She could go to...
Don't you get the idea she's on
Target
the phone
in North
with them?
Hollywood.
Don't you get the idea she's calling people and saying, I'm going
but
to...
But they stake out her house, too.
Yeah, I know. But she, to me, she's the worst case of courting it.
I mean, you've heard that she does that.
Yes.
It's true, but I don't think she has to do that.
Hmm. I think she would die without it.
Well, that might be true.
Jason in Bellflower. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Jason.
What do you think about Kanye?
I think he was provoked.
And what do you base that on?
Well, I heard that the photographer asked him to say cheese, and Kanye forgot to brush his teeth and got real pissed off and just said, oh, that's it.
That's what you heard?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Dude, you got something in your teeth.
Wow. That's something. You really got your ear to the streets. Thank you,
Thanks
Jason.
Thanks for that insight.
All right, he was provoked. You can understand why he would act that way.
If you don't brush your teeth.
Right.
Don't take my picture.
Kind of your fault, though. Really. You can brush your teeth. Brady in Covina, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lisa Nay?
Hey, Brady.
Hey, what do you think?
Come on, man. Didn't he read the fine print? Fine print. All stars know. I mean, people, this is what they do. They know that they're going to get pictures taken care of, taken of them.
Yeah.
Baby. That guy is a baby. Did you guys see that punk episode where they were going to take his film from the filming of his video? The guy ran around like a 9-year-old. This is my film. It was lame.
He is. You're right. This particular celebrity is a baby above all babies. That is true.
He literally almost cried. And he was running away like the kid that had Hot Wheels. And didn't want to play with any of the kids on the playground with Hot Wheels. It was lame. I work in the entertainment business.
Are you a photographer?
No.
Brady, were you at LAX yesterday?
I should have been, because that guy that was filming with that from TMZ,
right.
He probably made a lot of money off of that. You know what I'm saying? He's a baby, and he's a jerk, too. I've had to meet him. I work in the business. And
okay.
Yeah.
He just wasn't nice. He wasn't nice.
All right, then I'm glad this happened.
Listen, he is a baby and he is a jerk. Both of those things are true. It's not like this is Tom Hanks.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Who you would
this
go.
This would never happen to Tom Hanks.
Well, Tom seems like a good guy.
By the way, if Tom Hanks said, okay, you guys, enough, and in fact, I heard a story about that. He was at the Pantages and these guys were following him and he got to the bathroom and he said, okay, you guys, enough, and they backed off because he's a nice guy.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Sometimes they respect those people.
Shoshana in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Good morning. I think that he was wrong because, like, it's not like they were really in his face or anything. Like,
yeah.
I always thought he was a jerk anyway. Like, they're just taking a couple of pictures. He should expect it. Like, he's really famous.
Yeah. I think when you get to that level of fame, if you don't expect pictures to be taken, you dumb. I mean, and there is a certain amount of part where that's what makes him who he is that many photos
right.
And that many, you know, whatever.
You're right. It is in the contract.
But, yeah, he's bad. Let's go to Jeremy. Who's calling from Irvine? Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning.
Hey.
He was right to do what he did.
I don't think he's right, but I can understand. I mean, how many of us get mad? Maybe we don't know what's going on in his life, and, you know, maybe he was just, like, really mad at something, and he took it out on that guy because he was, like, the breaking point of whatever he's dealing with.
He's just
with.
Having a really crappy day, and
yeah,
then that
you know,
happened.
We all have it, and sometimes it's so crappy that we react.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, I guess, but most of us don't react by grabbing and smashing. You know what I mean? Like, most of us would yell or get upset or whatever, but...
And it's interesting, his security guard was the one that did it first, so it wasn't even really Kanye that went off. It was the security guard.
Maybe he sent out his henchman to do it, and then he's like, hey, I got to get on that. That looks
fun. You smash his camera, I'm going to get his flash.
I know, dude, because, I mean, he can buy a new camera, but I mean...
Because I'm gangsta.
That's right.
Thank you for the call, Jeremy. Let's go to Mondo. Mondo in North Hollywood, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on, dude? You know what? Straight off the bat, even if
you're not famous, you know they have rights to take your pictures and everything. But even then, he shouldn't have physically attacked the guy, dude. That's where he messed up. I mean, they're going to take your picture, they're going to take your picture. But yeah, as long as you physically don't attack me or touch me, hey, we're straight, man. You know, I'll walk on my airplane, do whatever. Like you guys mentioned, Tom Hanks. I mean, there's people on TMZ that are hella cool, dude, that don't even trip like that.
I agree.
I guess he must have had a bad day or something, dude. But like you said, dude, TMZ got one hell of a story, man. So,
yeah.
They sure did.
Mission accomplished for TMZ, but I hope that Kanye is going to expect a little bit more of this, because anybody that breaks like that, you go, yes.
They see that weakness? Krista says he's just bitter because he had to fly commercial.
That could be.
That could be.
You don't want to fly with Diddy.
Is it American?
You know, he was on American with Diddy.
Yeah.
And Petros Papadakis is coming up in the next hour. Is that our impression of him now?
Yeah.
Just that?
Shorthand.
Yep.
All right. Right now, nice to know it's Petros.
Right now, it's time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
I think he's here already. I think he's early.
Is he really?
Yeah. Huh. He's around here someplace.
All right.
Walking in there.
Is that how you answer him back?
Must be here, eh?
Sure, that wasn't
Call the
spot.
Wild. Hey, before I get to the showbiz news, I want to thank everyone, the K-Rock listeners, who have continued to send me emails asking for updates on the mother and daughter who were caught in that crosswalk hit and run that I witnessed a couple weeks back.
Right.
We had the investigating officer, Officer Rhiannon Talley, on talking about the fact. And a lot of people have been emailing me asking for updates. How are the mom and daughter doing? Have they caught the guy or girl who caused the accident? All that kind of stuff. And I just heard back from Officer Talley yesterday, so I wanted to give you an update. So far, they're still investigating leads, but nothing has panned out. So they have not caught the person who's responsible for running over these two
that
young
sucks.
Women in the crosswalk in Studio City. One that I witnessed. However, the good news is, the bad news is that the mother and daughter didn't have health insurance.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And they both had shattered legs, broken pelvises. There was a lot going on with them that needs medical attention. Apparently, they're both healing. They're on their way to recovery. They're going to be okay. But there has been a fund started, especially for little Annabelle, the 10-year-old girl who was hit in the crosswalk. There has been a fund started for her to help pay for her hospital bills and that kind of stuff. So if you are interested in donating some money to the family and you'd like to help, and a lot of people have shown an inclination to do that, send me an email, ralph@krock.com, and I'll give you all the information. I won't bore you with it here, but there is a fund that has been set up for her care, and I'm sure they would appreciate it if you wanted to send a card or a check or something like that, and you're so inclined, contact me and I'll give you all the information. So it's nice that K-Rock listeners want to keep up with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I've been getting a lot of emails, so it's really kind of cool, and I appreciate it. All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Katy Perry says she makes no excuses for not being one of the nice girls of the music industry. She is a rebel, man. She, like, kissed a girl, and she doesn't even give a crap what you think about it or
she
not.
She liked it.
Oh, hope her boyfriend doesn't get angry.
That's how far she went.
She said a career in rock and roll means being edgy and sexy. And if people are looking for a role model, Miley Cyrus is your candidate. Oh, no, you didn't.
She did not take a swipe.
It is on. Yeah, Katie.
Yes.
Katie, you're not that edgy. It's okay. Just did a song about kissing a girl.
Yeah.
And her parents are like preachers or something.
Yeah,
her dad's
for
a preacher.
Them, she's edgy.
For them, yeah.
She was
yeah.
a Christian artist.
She used to do gospel music or whatever.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but now she's
all crazy
kissing
now.
Girls and putting on cherry chapstick.
She also did a song called You're So Gay. Which is pretty good, too.
And you're not even gay or something like that.
Right, you're
like
so gay, you don't even like boys. I don't know.
Something about. Like that. It's about Psycho Mike.
Yeah.
Hey!
Lauren Conrad of the Hills is writing a book. Oh,
this is the best news ever.
I just hope it's on tape. I just hope it's a book on tape. I hope it's her trying to read the book that she wrote. She says the book will be fiction. The plot involves a young 20-something woman who moves to Los Angeles and becomes the star of a reality television show.
Huh.
Oh, wow. That's creative. That's very
She's
different.
Like the L. Ron Hubbard of her time. What an imagination. Hope aliens come out of her after she gets a reality show.
That's going to be good.
It's going to be bad. Eva Mendez is tired of being a sex symbol. Tired of being a sex symbol.
Come on.
It's exhausting, Kevin. You wouldn't know.
You don't have to tell me.
You wouldn't know, but I can appreciate what she's gone through. She said she'd like to get more wholesome girl next door roles like her good friend Drew Barrymore.
Possible.
Well, let's see. How can you do that? I would say show more nipple in Calvin Klein underwear ads. That'll get you those wholesome girl next door ads.
Good point.
Rolls, rather.
But let's not encourage her to stop that behavior.
I'm just saying you can't have it both ways. You can't be an object of desire and also want to play a librarian. No offense, Lisa. Just saying. Lisa. Look, the freaking library. I still can't get over that.
I like the library.
I'm still stinging
that?
From the library conversation earlier this week.
Guys, you don't know.
Those of us.
It's a bad taste in my mouth, like copper or something.
Those of us
sucking
that get
on a penny.
That get looked at like a piece of meat. We do get tired of it. That's
sure.
All I'm saying.
Seven knows.
I'm sure you understand that.
Yeah. The piece of meat. He's a rump roast. See what I did there?
How dare you.
Yeah.
Oh!
Kim Kardashian's a busy girl.
Glendale.
Apparently, she's so busy, she can't bother to slow in school zones.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she got popped by police on Wednesday for speeding in a school zone and having illegally tinted windows and an illegally wide ass.
It's illegal?
Word is that she didn't argue with the officer, but she said she was in a hurry to get home to film her reality show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, after a full day of practice for Dancing with the Stars.
How does she do it?
Wow, she's certainly not...
I'm sorry, officer, but I really have to get home and do my reality show. Because, you know, I've been busy dancing all day. Oh, screw you.
She's listing her whole resume for him.
And you know how I love the blue-collar comedy tour guys.
Oh, they're your favorite.
Yeah. Oh, that cable guy is funny.
You love him.
And Jeff Foxworthy, he doesn't know if you're smarter than a fifth grader or not. That guy, he's
might
got
be a redneck
that going if. On.
You love them.
Well, comedian Ron White of that very same comedy tour was busted in Vero Beach, Florida.
Florida,
yesterday. TMZ.com reports he was booked on charges of possessing about 20 grams of pot.
20 grams.
Yeah. And possession of drug paraphernalia was released after posting a $1,000 bond. That's the problem with Florida, by the way. If you have 20 grams of pot and you got drug paraphernalia and they let you out for $1,000,
yeah,
that's why Florida is the way it is.
That's a good point.
Kanye broke a camera, had to pay 20 grand here in Los Angeles to get out of jail. You got 20 grams of weed in your trunk and for $1,000, you're let loose on the streets of Florida.
They got bigger problems than Florida.
That's true. But, it, you know, it all starts with the small things. It's a slippery slope, is what I'm saying.
I hear you.
We've been talking about it all morning, but doing a mention in case you're just tuning in. It's true, Kanye West was arrested yesterday outside American Airlines terminal in LAX when he got into a scuffle with a few members of the paparazzi. He grabbed a photographer's camera, ended up with his lighting equipment. Apparently, his buddy grabbed the camera itself. They smashed him to the ground and then went after a guy who was videotaping the whole incident. Kanye was popped for felony vandalism. Thank you to the officer who sent me the information. We were asking earlier what the difference was between felony and misdemeanor vandalism.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
$399 is the line of demarcation.
So if it's $400, it's felony?
$400 and above is felony vandalism. $399 worth of property damage is misdemeanor.
So ask the guy how much his camera costs first.
That's right. $405. Oh, hands off.
Sorry.
Don't want the felony beef. Leave that alone. Amy Winehouse has a new fan. Tila Tequila says she'd like to be friends with her.
Oh, I would like that to happen so much.
I would, too. Because, you know, Amy punches a lot of people.
Yeah.
So
yes.
I'm hoping Tila would get into her crosshairs and just catch a fist right to the face.
Yeah.
Flatten out her face. Oh, wait a minute. Too late.
wouldn't hurt her.
Asked whether she thought she could help Amy Winehouse on the road recovery. She said she had no desire to help. She wants to join her. Oh, Tila. Oh, Tila, that's why we love you.
Yeah.
It's that kind of wackiness, you nutty bisexual.
She's had her heart broken a lot, Ralph.
Can't wait for three. Can't wait for season three.
No.
Can't happen soon enough for me. Did you watch America's Got Talent last night?
No.
Oh,
no.
That was very exciting.
Was it? Did David Hasselhoff like everyone, like he always does?
It's so funny. The other two judges, they have this thing on America's Next Top Talent, whatever the hell it is, where they pick the top 10. Last night was the top 10 results show.
Right.
And so they have two previous nights of competition. So they had 10 acts, Tuesday night I guess it was, 10 acts Wednesday night. And then on Thursday night they picked the top 10, five from each night.
I watched Tuesday night.
Yeah. So they take the top four vote-getters of the public, and then between the next two lowest vote-getters, they have the judges decide who moves on or not.
Right.
And Dave does about an hour's worth of critique before he makes his decision.
He says good things about both for a long time.
Right. So they were running out of time last night. It was a live show, and they're running out of time. And he's like, well, you both have my total respect because what you do up on that stage. And the other two are like, will you just get on with it and name someone? Screaming at David Hasselhoff. The credits are rolling over his face. I'm not kidding you. They're desperate for time. He's like, I think you have a career, man, no matter what happens tonight. Bloop. Yeah, time out.
That's the best.
He seems loaded even when he's not.
Yeah. You know,
I think the booze has just addled his brain to the point where you can't tell whether he's drinking or not.
The other two give actual reviews, and he is always complimenting. I'm just always complimenting.
You're going right to the top, no matter whether you go on in this show or not. You are what this show is all about.
Oh, my God.
Shut up. Back off, man.
Oh, don't even.
Today's celebrity birthday is Joey Pantoliano. He is 57 years old today. I still will always remember him as Ralphie from The Sopranos. What a great performance he gave in that character's role until he got his head chopped off and put in a bowling bag.
That was bad.
Jason Statham. That's Rod Chitley. He's 36 years old today. Paul Walker, The Fast and Furious, is 35. Jennifer Hudson turns 27 years old today. Emmy Rossum is 22. And Neil Peart of Rush turns 56 years old today. Sadly, we don't have time to play some Tom Sawyer right now. But in the next hour, I am going to rock out on air drums.
That's going to be so good.
If you had a television right now and I was on it, you would say, wow, look at him rock out. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
The Kevin and Bean Instant Request, which has been going quite well. And we get a lot of email from people suggesting ideas for the instant request. This one comes from Josh and Reseda. Hey, guys, I would love it if you guys could have Batman and David Hasselhoff talk to each other.
Oh, my God.
I think this would truly be the comedic peak of the year. Please make this happen. Thank you, Josh, in receipt.
Listen up, everyone.
New instant.
Make a request.
Instant request.
Instant request.
All right, I believe we have David Hasselhoff on the phone right now. Good morning, David.
No. You have Batman.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I went to the wrong line. Good morning, Batman.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Very good. How are you today?
Why are you trying to kill me?
Fine. Well, we're not trying to kill you. We just want to do an instant request where you
talk. Where's Rachel?
We don't have Rachel.
Where is Rachel?
We don't know.
What? Where's Rachel? And why are you trying to kill me?
Batman, would you mind if we bring in somebody else to the conversation?
No.
Okay.
I don't mind at all.
Let's bring in David Hasselhoff then. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Oh, this is.
What?
This is a mess.
It's a mess.
Yep.
David, we have a listener, Josh, who would like to hear your conversation with Batman. So we have linked you together, and Batman is on the other line. Say hi to Batman.
Hello. How are you, David? I'm all right. Yes. I want to know, as a fellow crime fighter, I appreciate your car. Coach, you're fantastico. Coach, you're fantastical. That's right. I have a coach I'm fantastical too, called a Batmobile. I was the Knight Rider. I know. I'm Batman. I'm Knight Rider. I'm Batman. I'm Knight Rider. I'm Batman.
Asked an answer.
All we got?
I was just America's Got Talent.
Yeah, we were just talking about that, yeah.
Yeah. This is a mess. Look, I'm big head on that. Hey, by the way, when I broke out of here, I'm running. I don't know what you're saying.
You don't either?
I'm saying, that America's Got Talent, that is Joker, that's not Rachel. Well, is he drunk?
I don't think so. I think he's asking about Rachel.
I don't know. Pass. I don't know. This is Rachel. No. I work with Sharon.
Right.
I was born.
Yeah, America's
Got Talent. America's Got Talent.
Right.
I'm all right.
Okay.
I'm all right. I'm all right. I don't understand what he's saying. I don't understand.
I think he's questioning if you're all right. I don't know if
I want to know if you're all right. Oh, no. Oh, this is not good. Oh. I'm all right.
What's happening?
I'm a drinking.
And you should.
Average.
Yeah.
Homeboy. Average. Homeboy. Yeah. This is a mess. This is a mess.
I can't tell who's speaking.
I can't understand what he's saying.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Yeah, we can never understand what he's saying, Batman.
Why is that? Why does he sound like that?
I don't know.
He drinks a lot and then thinks.
He drinks a lot.
Yeah, he drinks a lot.
Okay. Oh, boy. Oh, this is a mess. I can't believe it. what's going on? Hang on.
I know. I can't believe this bit's going on and on either. This is a mess.
Yes. We're in a mess. Hang on. I think this should be over.
Yes. I think it should be over, too. Where's Kevin?
I could listen to this all day.
I don't know who Kevin is, but if I was him, I'd go to commercial. Homeboy.
What?
Yeah, I think he said, oh, God.
Petros Papadakis has joined us in the studio.
Hey, it's Cragen, y'all. How's everything going?
Very well.
Good morning.
How about you?
Well, I'm fantastic. It's a big week, you know, very exciting week of college football. So I've been, you know, on the old Petros Papadakis magical mystery, pride swallowing seed media tour.
Now, usually
this
you're
my
traveling.
Last stop, pretty much, I think.
Usually you're traveling. Usually you're on the road this.
Well, unless I have a local game, unless I have UCLA or USC. But they took me off my game this week just to cover pre and post game for the big USC Ohio State game in the Coliseum, which people are paying about $2,000 a ticket for just to be in the Coliseum.
Oh,
and
my God.
Hear the fight song and look at the song girls stuffed into their sweaters and look at the Brutus the Buckeye guy running around. It's a big game. Everybody's really excited. I mean, when Ohio State, a team like that, because Ohio State is kind of like, I don't want to say the USC of the Midwest, but they certainly demand that kind of recruiting attention.
Right.
They're really, really powerful, giant program that everybody cares about in the Midwest. Those people are actually kind of insane. And they're all coming out here, driving the ticket prices up, and they're going to scream for their squad. Their coach wears a sweater vest. He's really, really conservative. So him
vest.
Versus,
like,
yeah, Jim Tressel.
Rock,
oh, wait till you see him. I said if Ohio State beats USC, because I don't think they will, and it's not because I love USC or anything like that, but if Ohio State does beat USC, because they're going to have a hard time. Football in the Midwest kind of hasn't left the early 90s yet.
Right.
Still a lot of guys with flat tops and tails and mullets and right. giant swole dudes, you know, jerseys tucked up under the nipples and whatnot. And because of all that, I think that USC is just way too fast for Ohio State. So if Ohio State beats SC, I'm going to rock a sweater vest all next week.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just going to sweater vest it, just like their
that'll,
coach.
That'll give you the magic that they had?
I just think it would be kind of fun to wear a sweater vest. I mean, even if it's close, I'll probably wear a sweater vest.
You're just going to wear a sweater vest.
Yeah, I'll probably
just
wear a sweater vest all week. I got two ready to go, just on deck.
I was asking P in the other room how Ohio State USC became such big rivals, and it was
the 70s in the Rose Bowl. Same thing with USC Michigan. You know, any of the powers from the Big Ten, they always play in the Rose Bowl.
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame is not a Big Ten team, but SC plays Notre Dame every year, which is a little bit different. This is kind of a thing that happens every once in a while, and I guess it's exciting. I mean, everybody's so geeked up about it, but it's going to be a circus, and I don't want to work it. I mean, it's one thing to go in the booth and call the game because you're insulated and protected. Like, my grandma bangs down the door and wants to come in, and, you know, family right. members and stuff, but this will be different. You know, I'm going to be stuck on the sideline. There's going to be everybody and their mom, you know, because Pete Carroll, I mean, he gives everybody a sideline
Does
pass.
He?
Oh, yeah. It's like, you know, Joe Piscopo wants to come. Well, get him down. Get him a pass. You know, I mean, they're going to be Denzel Washington. I remember one time I looked over and it was like Minnie Driver was on the side. I was like, what in God's name is Minnie Driver doing here? Isn't that the fat chick from Circle of Friends? What the hell is she doing on the sideline of a football game looking just completely uninterested? You know, everybody from Alyssa Milano, Snoop
Well, that's
Dogg.
Good. Wait. Let's not pass Alyssa
you know,
Milano
like,
that
it's
quick.
Good, it's good until, like, somebody asked me what happened in the game and the post game, and I don't know because, you know, Alyssa Milano's boobs were in my way. You know,
what are you going to do? I mean,
it's upsetting. It's upsetting for me personally because I just want to be able to watch the game in peace, and it won't be possible because it's going to be like a Hollywood club down there.
Right. You're
I hate
a,
that crap.
So you're going to be a sideline reporter?
No. Well, I don't know. I think I have to do pregame for FSN. Then I have to do post-game for FSN.
But you'll be amongst the fans.
And I just won't be the only guy. They'll try to put like 70 talent on it. Like, so what do you think happened? 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 Like, apparently that makes you better. Like, the more people you have covering a game makes it better.
You're
and
getting
then I probably
point.
Have to do like a man on the street piece
That's
for
the
like
thing.
The best damn sports show. You know, so then I'm going to be getting like turned down for interviews by everybody and their mom. You know, I really, really wish I was calling Washington State Baylor in Waco, Texas this weekend. But
no.
I'm here for USC Ohio State.
It sure seems like you don't like people. And this might not be a good gig for you.
I don't like people at work.
You don't like people at work?
When I have to do a game.
Oh, okay. when you have to do something.
There, yeah, you know, right. I mean, I just rather just call games. That's what I've gotten used to doing
job.
On Saturdays.
Right.
Calling games.
You know what works for me?
This is different. Oh, I have like the Black College Bowl in 2 weeks, which is pretty exciting.
What's the Black College Bowl?
I guess like out here in L.A., they're doing like this thing. They did it. Or they're doing it this weekend in San Francisco. They have these black college teams from the SWAC. They're not Division I teams.
Oh,
they're
like
Morehouse versus Prairie View is what I'm doing. So that'll
really?
Be fun. Yeah, that's another way to handle a week off in football. You just do the local black college game. Look at how battle of the bands, drumline, that whole deal. So that should be really exciting, too. I'm looking forward to that.
But the USC thing, it doesn't sound – I would think you would be a little more
– Look, is it going to be exciting?
Yeah.
Down there – I mean, we talked to Kirk Herbstreit on the radio yesterday. Kirk Herbstreit's like the big college football analyst, good-looking guy, and also an Ohio State guy, former Ohio State quarterback. And he's kind of taken over the world of college football with his commentary. Of course, he works for ESPN. We had him on yesterday, but he gets to call the freaking game. You know?
Right.
So, you know, he's excited because he's going to look down onto the field, you know, from his ivory tower.
But don't you like
I usually do.
But don't you like the game day, the excitement, the
many people. There's just going to be too many people. This is going to be a ridiculous, ridiculous event. I mean, they're getting in, getting out. It's just too many people. And I can't be drunk. You know, I got to be on TV. Look,
works for me, dude.
You hear the lisp now.
That's true.
Okay? You put about a half bottle of whiskey in me, which is what it needs, what it takes for me to feel
it.
You know, I could need about four or five makers on the rock.
Right.
And... And the is that a problem?
Four or five? Not at all.
Not
is that bad?
It
is it bad that I take a shot at Jameson? Like, oh, I don't know if I'm drunk enough. Maybe I just shot at Jameson real quick. But yeah,
the lisp has increased.
The lisp gets worse. You know, yes. More sports highlights forthcoming. We'll be right back here on FFN.
Then you would sound like our impressionist.
Yeah, it would be a bad deal. Well, yeah. I kind of sound like your impression
himself.
Of me already.
He is. Yeah.
But the point is. I just can't get drunk for this.
Right.
I have to be sober all the way through. And the thing is, I have to be in a suit for the pregame, and then it's like I'm going to be doing that awkward half white guy hug, you know, handshake with everybody on the sideline, and then I'm going to be all disheveled for the postgame show.
You know Heidi and Spencer are going to be on the USC sideline, and you have a responsibility, sir, to
That's
use true.
I'll
That's
bring a
point.
Shovel, and I'll bury them in the Coliseum.
Yeah.
Okay? Jimmy Hoffa about. Won't be the only dude buried under a stadium, okay, if I see those two whack jobs there.
And when you do, you will – I know that's a joke about burying, and I'm fine with that if it happens, but you do need to talk to them. And
I'm not talking to anybody.
Oh.
No, I'm not talking
You're not
going to
interview
you know
any
what? You
people?
Know what my man on the street piece is going to be? It's going to be me – like in front of somebody and be like, that's Marcus Allen. He's kind of a douche. I'm not going to interview him.
You might be the wrong guy to do the man on the street interview.
Back to you. Back to you in the studio.
I hope you do that. That would be awesome.
It would be entertaining.
I don't think it's going to be much of a game, guys, to be honest with you.
So USC is not going to have much trouble.
USC's got a Mexican quarterback. Who wears
what does that mean?
He's awesome. That's what it means.
All right.
Mark Sanchez, the Emilio Zapata of the city of Los Angeles.
Did somebody order Mexican?
His mouthpiece is the Mexican flag.
Oh, that's
How
strong.
How awesome is that?
That's strong.
Oh, he's a champion of the people.
So USC, Ohio State, 5 o'clock ABC.
Orale!
And the UCLA game is at 12:30. They're playing at
BYU. That's an exciting game at BYU. Let's go watch the Mormons play. You think it's tough to get a drink in L.A. if you're a broadcaster. You know, I went to Utah with Matt, with the Lakers.
Right.
And it was my first Laker trip ever. You know, like to actually go with the Lakers and have to be around the Lakers and be like on the Laker bus and around Laker players.
Because you're used to the losers that are the Clippers.
I'm used to the losers that are college football teams for the most part. I never travel with the Clippers. It was my first trip.
All right.
And we're sitting there, you know, in a bar and, you know, I'm like... You know, can I get a double Makers on the rocks? Because the one they brought me, it's like a fly could stand up in it.
Right.
You know, in Utah, I guess there's like all these regulations, like a computer, you know, like a robot, like the Jetsons is the one that gives you the alcohol.
Yeah.
And Matt and I are sitting there. Yeah, I mean, it was like impossible to get drunk. It was really upsetting.
That's not right.
Really bothered me.
Yeah, you don't want to go there.
But if you want to go to Provo, Utah, UCLA is playing BYU, who is riding the longest win streak, active win streak in the country is BYU right now at 12 games.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
The BYU?
Ah! The angry Cougars of BYU. White and Tongan dudes. That's what they got.
UCLA,
and
BYU.
Two black guys.
12:30 on Versus.
Now he's got two black dudes.
Ohio State, USC on ABC, but Petros is going to be on.
One is a wide receiver and one in the secondary. They didn't take a mission or anything like that.
Petros is going to be on FSN for the pre-show and the half-game show and the
post-show.
Don't
miss it.
It's going to be good because he's not going to talk to anybody.
Hey, now that the game's over, turn it on to FSN. And I'll tell you everything that happened. There were some guys in plastic outfits, and they were running into each other full speed.
Good thing you played, so you have that kind of insight.
Back to you in the studio.
Petros Papadakis,
you guys
here.
Are playing that now?
Yep.
I can't play it anymore.
I know, you're that way, aren't you?
Whenever you guys start playing something cool, I can no longer play it.
You are snizzobby.
K-Rock debuted MGMT.
No, you did not debut MGMT.
Like 6 months ago we were playing.
Oh, God, they've been around for like 2 years.
I'm just saying.
I've had it for 2 years, Psycho Mike.
Debuted it in your iPod, you asshole. I meant we debuted it on the radio.
Can you say that?
Petros is one of those guys that is better than you because of his musical taste. That's who he is.
Do you think you're better than me because you ain't? Do you think you're better than me?
During that last song, he was talking about how he always got beat up in high school and he couldn't understand it.
Beat up? I didn't say that. I said people didn't like me.
Oh, okay.
Nobody was kicking my ass. I'm a violent man. Come on now.
Let's talk NFL this weekend, Pete.
Yeah, let's do it. I saw Alex, producer Alex, trying to mess with the old suicide pole in the other room.
Oh, really?
What do you mean mess with it? You mean trying to pick?
Yeah, trying to pick something. That's the NFL, though. I mean, the NFL is so filled with parody, and this is what's wrong with people these days about the NFL. Before you start asking me specific questions about the teams, I have a little bit of a
phone to pick with the world
in this. Everybody plays fantasy football. I'm sure all you dorks do it as well.
Hate it.
Anybody in here playing fantasy football?
Ralph hates it.
Okay. Well, okay. I guess,
but everybody,
I guess I missed the mark.
No,
I guess I missed the
turn. But everybody does. You're right.
Everybody plays fantasy football.
You're right.
Most of them are not people who played football or ever looked through a face mask, and I don't have a problem with that.
Most people aren't people who played football.
No, and I think fantasy football is fine. I mean, for people that want to play it, and it's cool, and, you know, it involves people, and it makes money, and it's brought more interest into the NFL, and certainly here in Los Angeles, there is no pro football team, so people play fantasy football to feel like they have something to connect with. That's fine. But it's starting to affect the way we look at football. It's starting to affect the way we perceive these guys. People are stupid.
Yeah.
And after the first weekend of the NFL, you know, they start saying, well, how could this game have gone down to the wire? And how could the Dolphins have gone down to the wire with the Jets? And how could the Chargers lose on the last play of the game to Carolina? And how could Kansas City and New England have gone down to the wire? Stupid. Idiots. Everybody in the NFL is good.
Right.
Across the board, everybody in the NFL is good. All the guys out there are awesome. Now, some teams play together better. Some teams make less mistakes.
Right.
Some teams are better coached and have better play calling. But everybody in the NFL is comparable. That is why for the last decade, you've had 5 new teams in the playoffs that weren't there the year before every single year in the NFL. That is what you'd call parody.
Right.
That is what you'd call anybody can beat anybody on any given week. That's why the suicide poll is never right. That's why people picking games always look stupid, because everybody is good. But these fantasy football people that don't understand that, that never put on a face mask, they say things like, well, how could they have done that against the Chargers defense? The Chargers defense, I had them last year in my fantasy pool. And we won. It's like, shut up. Everybody is really skilled, really mean, really angry, really sinewy, and they all have upper bodies like Psycho Mike.
That's true. But there are teams that lose a lot of games through the course of a season.
Sure,
how does that happen?
Because why? I told you.
Coaching,
play
playing
well
together.
Injuries, different kind of plays, playing together,
yeah.
Less mistakes. Basically, the teams that make – the reason college football is so much fun to watch and the reason college football is so exciting is because people make mistakes.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying? There's more mistakes in college football, which allows for more big plays, which allows for more excitement. There are less mistakes in the NFL. Do you know why? The guys are really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good football players. And that's all it is. So don't tell me how could this happen or how could that happen or how could this guy have had this many yards? He's on my fantasy team and he's supposed to do this. Shut up, you dork. Shove it up your ass. I'm not taking those calls anymore. I'm not answering those questions
anymore. We don't
do that. Everybody's good. No, I know, but I think I just had a message for the people.
That's fine. That's fine. That message needs to get out.
You look particularly lovely today.
Thank you.
A lot of cleavage today.
Yeah. For you. I knew you were coming in.
Wasn't written. Don't say that.
Totally.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I do find you, you know, I find you very attractive. It's something for me in the morning. I really appreciate that. You know, because my fiance abandoned me last night.
What do you mean abandoned you?
Went to the other room.
Why?
To the other room.
Why?
I don't know.
Sleep in the other room?
Yeah. Well, I have this, you know, I have sleep apnea.
So you got the machine.
But I have the mask.
Right.
So I figure, you know, the mask, you know, we're fine.
So she's sleeping next to Darth Vader and you can't figure out why she doesn't want to be there?
I guess that's a good point. I woke up at 5 this morning and I was like, ah, she's gone. You know, and that's always a kind of a weird empty feeling. You know she's in the next room, but it's kind of a weird empty feeling.
Like
and I was
what
like,
happened?
Well, what does the mask sound like?
Yeah.
And I kind of, you know, was just breathing into
but
it and kind of sounded like,
right.
As opposed to this, when I have no mask.
Wow. She's a lucky woman.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
No.
I'm sure she just pinches herself every day.
But she's been...
I can't believe I live in San Pedro in a house painted like the Ethiopian flag with this cow, with a no-necked idiot with a tent for a head.
I would rather sleep in any other room except for the one he's in.
Petros Papadakis.
That's what she's saying.
I'm going to be the future Mrs. Papadakis.
All right. I understand your point about how all NFL teams are good. But
they're all good.
But let's try a couple of matchups. Oakland, Kansas City.
Oh, Oakland's awful. Everybody's good with Oakland.
You.
Everybody's good.
Everybody. Well, the Oakland's quarterback's just an idiot. I mean, they
is it Jamarcus Russell?
Yes, Jamarcus Russell. They picked this guy who was just an athletic freak, but I don't think he's got a lot going upstairs. He just doesn't look like he has much of a command of anything going on out there. Now he's just a second-year guy. Oakland just doesn't do it right. You know, Al Davis has lost his mind. I don't even think that he can hold it anymore.
He's bad for the game,
well, he
game,
wears
I think.
Diapers and stuff. He can't get up and down stairs.
Come
I'm,
on.
I'm serious.
Really?
Yeah, he's like really out of touch. And, yeah. and he won't let anybody in charge. I mean, he hired Lane Kiffin, who's like my age, who is not qualified to be an NFL coach. I don't care what anybody says. I know Lane Kiffin. I know who he is. He's not qualified to be an NFL coach.
Yeah.
But, you know, Al Davis calls all the shots. Yeah. And, you know, they always take, you know, their star effers. You know, they always take, you know, the most obvious pick, the most glamorous guy. They took McFadden this year. They didn't need a tailback. They had Huggy Bear's kid, Justin Fargus. They didn't need it. They needed linemen. They needed defense. They needed, you know, somebody that solids up their team. And they just never make those picks. They have some exciting guys, and they'll do some exciting things, but they won't win 5 games this year.
So everybody in the NFL is good. Except Oakland.
Individually, all those players are awesome.
They, are. Okay.
They just don't pick them well. They just don't have the right scheme, the right system.
All right, San Diego,
don't try to
Denver.
Disprove me, Kevin.
San Diego and Denver.
Where's Bean?
He's
San, Diego, San Diego, Denver. I like Denver's quarterback, Cutler. He turned out to be the best quarterback picked in that draft. Matt Leinart's a douche, and Vince Young turned out to be a psycho baby. But I still think San Diego is a really good football team. Merriman's out. They no longer have that distraction. I like Rivers, the quarterback. San Diego's a little banged up, though. I mean, I don't know how much gas LaDainian Tomlinson, who's the best back in the business right now, I don't know how much he's got left in the tank. And Gates has been pretty beat up. So it'll be interesting to see how that season develops with San Diego. But certainly they have some of the best talent in the NFL. They should beat Denver. They should blow through that whole division.
How about New England, New York Jets?
Oh, my God, the old cast dog. Matt Castle always coming through in the clutch. I recruited Matt Castle from
what?
Chatsworth High School at
really?
USO. We played together for 3 years at USC, and he never got a chance to start a football game. We just played together, I think, 2 years. 2 years at USC, and he never started a football game. He played behind Carson Palmer, who won the Heisman, and then he played behind Matt Leinart, who won the Heisman. But Matt Leinart didn't really beat out Matt Castle. It's really interesting. You know, they had a quarterback competition, but neither guy really distinguished themselves. And Carroll, and this is how circumstantial football is. You know, Pete Carroll just said, oh, okay, we'll go with Leinart. Because Castle was a Paul Hackett recruit, came from the regime before. Leinart was a Pete Carroll recruit. So usually that's the way it goes. Guys pick their guys, and everybody knows that's the way it is in football.
Right. Yeah.
And Castle just basically sat there. He never started a game at USC. He was on the kickoff return team, which is, like, really insulting for a quarterback. This dude just getting teed off on kickoff return.
I didn't know that.
He played
that's
tight
terrible.
End for a short time. And I remember looking, because that was back when I worked for USC, when I was first getting out. And I remember looking at him coming off the field from kickoff return, and he looked at me like, get me out of here. I don't deserve this. I'm a quarterback, for God's sakes. Look at me. I'm white. And, you know, but he's an athlete. He's a good athlete.
Yeah.
And they saw that he had potential, and they saw who he backed up over the years in college, and they just took him in New England. Tom Brady kind of took a liking to him, you know, as a buddy, so they kept him on the team. And now look, Matt
Leinart's gone.
Matt Leinart's sitting watching some old guy play and start, and Matt Castle is going to actually start for the New England Patriots this week. And I think it's exciting, and I can't help but root for him. You know, I really want him because this is his last year in his contract. So if he does well, he'll get a starting job on another team, and then he'll get paid. Plus, he's married to a Greek girl, which
that's
is important.
That's very important when you're rooting
he
for
hates
football.
Me. Castle hates me now, though. It's
Why?
Unfortunate. Well, I RSVP'd for their wedding and didn't show up.
Well, that's unacceptable.
I just woke up that day and I was just like, you know, I'm not going to do it.
Wasn't it?
I didn't feel like seeing all the guys I played. No, no, that was a different dude. That was another quarterback I played with. No, he got married right at the Greek church down the street in St. Sophia.
No, you're a good friend.
You could have just gotten up and
complete
gone.
A-hole
no
move
deal.
By me. Yeah, I just didn't do it.
Didn't
want to look at my teammates.
But guys don't care about that.
Well, his wife cares. Yeah. And she's Greek and she knows me and her family knows my family. Plus, she has giant feet. I mean, like two snow skis.
And you point that out,
beautiful
and that's
wife.
Good.
No, no, he's a great guy. I wish we were better friends. I screwed that whole thing up. But he's a great guy, and I hope they beat him.
And lastly, maybe the best game of the week is Philadelphia-Dallas on Monday night.
Oh, whatever.
I think.
Philadelphia's going to get killed.
Do you think so?
No, where's Ralph? That'll be interesting.
Both teams are good.
We feel like we know Dallas because we all watch that HBO show. So Dallas is really intriguing, and you got Tony Romo. The cool thing about Tony Romo is, and I know he's dating that idiot, but wouldn't you? Wouldn't you want to get in bed and box those around, Kevin?
Yes. Would I want to get in bed and box him? Yes. Would I want to date her? No
way.
But
after you boxed him around a couple times, and let's say it was good, you kind of want to box him around again.
Yeah.
You kind of feel special. Maybe she bought you something.
So you'd call her every once in a while. You don't be her boyfriend and show up at her parents' house and go on vacation.
Just think about that right hook to the left boob. Come on, man. You want to box those around. The cool thing about Romo is, I don't like the whole Jessica Simpson thing either, but you know, if Romo walked in this room, he doesn't look like a pro football player.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks more like me, skinnier me, than a pro football player. You know, he looks like a baseball player or something.
Right.
You know, he's 6'1", maybe 200 pounds. And he's out there, and he's from a tiny college. He's not a big pick or anything like that, but he's out there making it happen around, you know, some of these really intriguing figures like Barber, their tailback who plays the piano, and of course Terrell Owens, and he's all wacky, and they have a really good tight end. I mean, I really like Dallas, and I think I like him because of the damn reality show, you know?
It makes a big difference.
Philly, everybody's tired of Donovan McNabb, so let's just say Dallas.
Okay. All right. Good luck with that.
Dallas is good, too. They're good.
Dee, thanks for coming in. We love having you on.
It's wonderful to be here. I'm going to eat my burrito now and harass you, the rest of you, for the rest of the day.
P spends his afternoons with Matt Money Smith.
That's
the
truth.
They do a movie review show on 570 AM. And
it's not cool.
P is going to be tomorrow. The 5 o'clock Ohio State-USC game is going to be on ABC. But quickly before the game and after the game, go to FSN and you can see P not interviewing people on the sideline.
Awesome.
Well, no, that will be later on FSN.
Later.
And that's a man on the street piece.
Just
the pre and post game. Yes, I'll be out there and I will sign autographs. So everybody get in line. It's either Denzel or me. Which autograph do you want?
Thanks for coming in, dude. Give our best of money.
I'll try. I'll see him today.
Okay.
Big high school football game this afternoon, guys.
What's that?
At Peninsula Stadium, at Panther Stadium at Peninsula High School.
And
proud Peninsula Panthers led by Dimitri Papadakis. Captain of the team will be taking on the evil Lakewood Lancers from the LKWD.
So you're promoting your brother's high school game.
The Spur Posse's going down. Promoting it. I'm going to be there in a coach's shirt freaking out on the sideline. I might throw something off a kid's head and get kicked out. I'm going to be doing
clap
push-ups before kickoff on the 50-yard line. Are you crazy? I'll be
Ruff is here with the Showbiz Bee. What's going on, Ruff?
Dallas.
I know.
That's why they...
he picked Dallas.
That's when they send Peter, like, Oregon to cover games and stuff because it's got no business looking at real football.
That's going to be a good game, though, that one. I think
Dallas. Spends his time covering Cal, right? We got DeSean Fraction Jackson coming out of Cal, a rookie for the Eagles, had over 100 yards last week.
Eagles look good.
Not even a mention from this guy. How does he get a job on sports radio? How does it happen?
He talks a lot.
He's got photos of the manager over there with a duck or something? What's happening?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Does he owe money? Does he have money to keep him around? Does he give him a gig?
You don't have a problem with any of his other picks, just the Dallas-Philadelphia game?
I couldn't even hear it. I couldn't even hear the other thing. All I heard was Dallas. That's all I heard. What the hell? Who would lesbians like to have sex with?
Other lesbians?
Jolie.
Oh, you mean names?
A British tabloid asked British and Australian lesbians which actresses they would most like to bang. So the top 10 is listed here. Now, keep in mind, these are all British and Australian actresses. Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're listening.
We're only picking British and Australian.
We got you, British and Australian.
Thank you,
Lisa. We got you.
Thanks for paying attention.
Okay, Keira Knightley.
Keira Knightley, number 6 on the list in the top 10 celebrity women lesbians would most like to bang.
Kylie Minogue.
Not really considered an actress as such.
Nicole Kidman.
Lisa, so true. Not really okay. In the top 10.
Kate Beckinsale.
Nicole Kidman was two
really?
On the list.
I guessed one, and it was on a list.
You've got the mind of a lesbian, Kevin. I've always said that.
Yes, I do.
What'd you say, Psycho?
Beckinsale.
Beckinsale, not on the list of
okay.
the top 10.
Dumb list.
Dumb list.
Dumb
what
list.
What else you got?
Here's the top 10. Cate Blanchett, number 10.
Really?
Look, she looks like most lesbians look. That's probably true. Why they want to be with her. Number 9, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number 8, Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
She's pretty adorable. Thandie Newton, number 7.
Okay.
Keira Knightley, as I mentioned, was number 6. Naomi Watts.
Oh, sure. We forgot about
number
her.
Number 5 on the list. Number 4, Kate Winslet. Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah. Sure. 3, Minnie Driver.
Sure.
Come on.
She wouldn't have them, though.
Nicole Kidman, as I mentioned, was number two on the list.
China.
The
wrestler,
yes.
China.
Yes, China doll.
Number from one Australia.
From Australia. From
nice
down
job.
Under.
Sorry.
Who's number one?
Rachel Weisz.
Oh.
Yeah.
You got to be happy about that.
Yeah, she's dynamic.
She's pretty good.
She's diabolical. Good work, lesbians.
They should know.
They should know. Val Kilmer wants to be the governor of New Mexico.
Let's do it.
Oh, please, God. If I could move there and vote for him, I would.
New Mexican television station KOB-TV reports that Val might run for governor of New Mexico. It isn't clear what party he'd represent or where he'd land on the positions of the day. However, whoever he runs against may already have some ammunition from Val's own mouth. He once referred to Santa Fe, New Mexico, as homicide capital of the Southwest. Now, keep in mind, he lives in New Mexico, and Val supposedly once described his own county as 80% drunks.
Ooh.
True
thirds,
man.
Might not like that.
True thirds.
I don't know what county in New Mexico he lives in, but I would like to move there.
Yeah,
that sounds
too.
Like a good time.
Remember Val Kilmer?
Imagine Kevin would be made king of that county if he was 80% drunk. As
well, I should be.
He would just pick him up on his shoulders and just carry him into the town square. And
I have a decree. This man pays.
This man pays.
Remember when Val Kilmer came to the station?
Statues.
Didn't he draw on the walls or something?
Val Kilmer came in. We talked to him.
We talked to him.
We gave him a marker. We said, can you come sign some wall in the back?
Wall of Fame, yeah.
And he wrote on every wall, every door, from here all the
we
way
We may
back,
have given him the Sharpie too early.
Through the whole station. And then we got called in the office, and they said, you need to stop him. And we what do you want us to do, tackle Val
this
Kilmer?
Vandalism. What are you guys doing, vandalism in the station?
Then they said they were going to take the cost of repairing it out of our checks. And we said, what do you want us to do? We can't control Val Kilmer. He would be a great, great king. We need to make him King of America.
King of America.
Yes.
All right. Heard it from Kevin.
Forget New Mexico.
That position is currently open.
It's opening soon.
And it'll be opening soon. Kim Kardashian's a busy gal.
Good deal.
She was popped by police on Wednesday, allegedly for speeding in a school zone.
Nice.
Yeah, that's good. And having illegally tinted windows. Well, look, in her defense, if you are going to speed in a school zone and mow down a bunch of kids, you don't want people seeing you.
That's true.
So you got to tint your windows.
Makes perfect sense.
You got to plan ahead. Word is she didn't argue with the cop who stopped her, but she did mention that she was in a hurry to get home to film her reality show Keeping Up with the Kardashians after a full day of practice for Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, come on.
Does she have to do a promo when she gets stopped for a ticket?
She just rolled down her window and go, TV, TV, TV,
I'm
TV.
Sorry, officer, but you know I have my show to go home and film.
I'm on television.
Ryan Seacrest is waiting for me. Fruit loops. Well, I came around to calling Ryan Seacrest a fruit, but it just seemed to happen.
Yeah.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Emmy Rossum is 22 years old today. Jennifer Hudson from American Idol and Dreamgirls. She won an Oscar for her role in Dreamgirls. 27 years old today. Paul Walker from The Fast and the Furious is 35. Jason Statham.
That's right, Jet Li.
He is 36 years old. Neil Peart of Rush.
Yeah.
Turns 56 years old today.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. That's right.
Ralph's air drumming.
Oh, God, it's so good.
That's a good look for you, Ralph.
Man, you look retarded when you air drum.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Doesn't he look retarded?
Wow. Who knew?
Rock and roll, man.
Rock and roll.
That's retarded rock and roll
That's
right there.
That's not retarded. That is rocking out.
Your arms are rubber. You got that crazy look on your face.
You look like a drummer from the kids from Whitney High.
I didn't even get to the gong.
He does have a gong.
Didn't get to my air gong.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Today's the day, by the way. I know that most CDs come out on Tuesdays. Today is the day that the new Metallica CD comes out. Death Magnetic. And I was listening to it yesterday.
Yes.
It is awesome.
It's awesome.
I mean, it's really... And we're not just saying that because we like Metallica and we like to play their music.
If you didn't like it, you might not say much of anything.
Right.
But...
We would say it's coming out. If you're a Metallica fan, go get it. We would say that.
Ouch.
But it's awesome. I started listening to the first three or four songs and I was like, dear God, this is every song is great.
No kidding.
Yeah, really exciting. So we got Psycho Mike here. He's the hugest Metallica fan. That's why he went to an engagement party instead of our breakfast with Metallica.
Well, it was my own engagement party.
Yes, but it wasn't an engagement party.
Yeah, I know.
Gay.
I know.
Tell us about the new Metallica CD. You've listened to it, too.
The new Metallica CD, like you said, it's fantastic. After 2003, when they came out with Saint Anger, they tried to go kind of – it was a departure for them, and they were really trying to catch up with modern metal. After that, and the way the fans and critics alike dealt with it, they wanted to really return, like they said, to their thrash roots and stuff, and they totally succeeded on Death Magnetic.
But it doesn't sound like they're just rehashing old stuff either. No. I mean, it really sounds good.
No, and I was really wary of that going in. I was like, oh, I hope it doesn't sound contrived, like they're just trying to relive 1987,
right.
But it doesn't. The first song we have a clip from is The Day That Never Comes. We've been playing this on K-Rock for a while now. James Hetfield said it himself. That was kind of their attempt to recapture their power ballad. They're super long, a lot of different guitar parts. It's really melodic and stuff.
And what's your opinion on the rest of the songs compared to that one?
I think that is the weakest of the songs on the album. Now, take it, you know, go and listen to that comment knowing that I really love mid-80s thrash metal.
Right.
So I don't really want the melodic ballady songs. I want to hear a return to, you know, when they were on touring with Clash of the Titans and stuff like that. And then Cyanide, the next song we have a clip from, is awesome. It's a 5-star grade A rock and roll heavy metal song. Suicide!
Yeah, that song is awesome.
Yeah,
that's great.
I mean, you can't help but bang your head when you're listening to that one in your car. They really it reminds me a lot of And Justice for All, where the drums are super in your face,
which I love.
Lyrics, the vocals have very little processing or very little effects on them, and the bass and the low end's kind of buried. It's very high end, but the whole album has that sound. Next clip is The Unforgiven 3. This is the third part in their series of The Unforgiven. The first one being on the Black album, and then on Reload. This is their third installment. How can I be lost in remembrance I reveal? And how can I blame you when it's me I can't forgive? Very similar to all the Unforgiven songs.
Sure.
The Judas Kiss, the next song is like, it's like formulaic thrash metal, super rapid fire, machine gun drumming, and double pick guitar. It's really, really super fast, high speed, and I dig it a lot.
Come on.
Like I said, there's not a lot of fooling around on this record. It's a lot of, you know, power chords and high-speed drumming. It sounds great. The last song is My Apocalypse. I think this will be another radio single. It's good. So we
it is kind of sad because we're giving away all their gear.
Yeah.
So they're not going to be able to play that anymore, but...
Yeah, and it sucks because, you know, Metallica, a band known for playing cheap stuff, too. I feel bad who's going to receive this gear.
Well, it's going to be fantastic. Death Magnetic is out today, and if you're a Metallica fan or you're a hard rock fan, you definitely need to pick this up. This is one of the best. And it's Friday morning. You know what that means?
Yes.
What?
Don't bogart that joint,
exactly.
My friend.
Yes, but not quite yet.
Pass it over to me.
But not quite yet. Friday.
Oh, it's Air Drumming Friday.
No.
No, I cannot see that face again.
No,
you're going to see it. Looking up.
You see it this weekend. It's Movie Beat. Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Hi, my little movie munchkins.
Hello.
Four new movies in Southland Cineplexes this weekend you might be interested in seeing.
Well, two you'll be interested in seeing. The other ones you'll be interested in avoiding. But look, a little something for everybody this weekend. Everyone, grab hands, dance around the maypole. That's right. Huh? Tyler Perry has released another, or should I say, unleashed another movie onto the unwary movie-going public. Tyler Perry's The Family That Prays. Alfre Woodard stars in this film along with Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates?
Yeah, I know. A white person in a Tyler Perry movie. It's shocking, but true.
She's whiter than most.
And she's wider than most.
Yes, she is.
They both play the heads of their respective families, and secrets and scandals tear their families apart.
No.
As Kathy and Alfre embark on a cross-country road trip in the hopes of finding their way to end the drama in their families' lives and bring everyone back together again. Wow! Does this sound horrible? Here's a scene from the film where Alfre Woodard plays Alice, and she's explaining to her daughter Pam why she gives a particular customer at the family business a little extra attention.
Mama, you've been knowing this man for years. He ain't no angel. And if he was, you think God would send him down here with some money so he can pay his bill.
You know, it don't hurt to be good to people, Pam. Everybody got a story.
Oh, yeah? Well, what's his?
He used to come in here all the time. He loved my coffee. He leave me big tips.
Mm.
And he got fired. His wife died. He lost custody of his kids. He just checked out on life. Now he just live wherever.
Yeah. That is a good time movie right there.
This sounds like a very special episode of Good Times. Come on. Come on, Tyler Perry.
You have to be super positive before you go into that one. Or you'll just come out ready to take your life.
It's important. Yeah, let's be nice to people and blah, blah, blah. So check that out if you want. Ladies, start your ovaries. For those of you who didn't see Sex and the City, the movie, enough times.
Uh-oh.
Now comes The Women. Remake of a classic 1930s film. The Women stars Meg Ryan, Annette Bening, a bunch of other broads.
I am not offended by that because this movie pisses me off.
Does it really?
They make a piece of crap and they slap the title of The Women on and they think we're all just going to go out and see it. We went good movies.
That's not going to happen?
The reviews for this are awful.
Well, this was a classic chick flick from 1939. That has been in the remake stages for like 15 years now. Diane English, who did Murphy Brown, has been working on this for over 10 years, trying to bring it to the big screen. And now she's finally got Annette Bening and Meg Ryan and Eva Mendes and the broad from...
Wait, Eva Mendes? You didn't tell me she was in it.
Yeah, she plays the girl that Meg Ryan's husband's having an affair with.
Yeah.
And all her female friends rally around her and they try to fight back. Deborah Messing from
Will and Grace.
When Harry Met Will or whatever that show was. She's in it and just a bunch of horrible
names. It just bugs me.
Jada Pinkett is
also what kind of chick movie do you have to put out for Lisa to turn on?
I know.
Look, women will see good movies that are made for them, but we're not going to go see a bunch of crap.
Let's wait and see on Monday, shall
we?
Yes,
let's.
Here's Jada Pinkett Smith giving her opinion on her friend Mary's marriage.
What is your take on Mary and Stephen's marriage?
Hadol!
It looks perfect on the outside, but there's definitely something going on there. Why? Mary doing somebody? What makes you think it's Mary?
Edie!
Is Stephen having an affair on Mary?
For God's sake, Edie! What a mouth!
I didn't say anything!
Wow! That makes my ears hurt.
It makes my ears hurt.
Now you know how we feel, Lisa. Every time you talk to us.
We don't all sound like that.
That looks sounds exceptionally bad.
It certainly does.
Just a bunch of chicks whining and shrilling at each other. Wow!
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about good movies, shall we?
Yes.
Burn After Reading opens this weekend.
Looks awesome.
Coen brothers want to make you laugh again after making you watch a guy put an air compressor through people's brains for a while. They've decided to come back with this comedy about a bunch of idiots who end up with a computer disc containing the memoirs of a CIA agent. And they try to make a little money off it by blackmailing the CIA agent played by John Malkovich. How good is he?
He's great in everything.
Brad Pitt stars, Frances McDormand, George Clooney. What a cast. Looks very funny. Here's a scene from the film where Brad Pitt's character Chad, who is a personal trainer at a gym and a complete fenderhead, is attempting to blackmail John Malkovich's character. He wants cash in exchange for the disc with the CIA information on it.
If you ever carried out your proposed threat, you would experience such a storm of consequences, my friend, that your empty little head would be spinning faster than the wheels of your Schwinn bicycle back there.
You think that's a Schwinn?
Now, give me the f***ing floppy or the CD or whatever the it is.
As soon and as I'll you give us the way. Money, what?
Give it to me.
Punches him in the face.
I know who you are.
Can't wait to see this.
I think Brad Pitt is underrated as a comic actor. He is
too.
Really
He's
good in the funny stuff.
I agree.
And George Clooney, too, yep. By the way, can be very, very funny. So looking forward to that. And lastly, we've only been waiting about 15 years for these guys to get back on the screen together. Robert De Niro and Al Pacino team up for the first time since Michael Mann's Heat. They only had one scene together in that particular film. They play partners, cop partners in Righteous Kill, which opens this weekend. I don't care how this movie is. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they do. I just want to see those two guys on the screen together for 2 hours.
I agree.
That's all I care about. Two of our greatest actors combining in what may be sort of a standard boilerplate cop thriller, but the fact that they're in it's going to make it that much better. Here's a scene from the film where De Niro is talking to his partner, Al Pacino, and explaining that right now they're dealing with a serial killer they're trying to track down, and the odds are it could be could point back to De Niro in terms of some responsibility for these murders that are going on. De Niro is promising his partner that whatever happens, he's not going to give him up.
Yeah, Eric. Hey, what's up, man? It's Mr. Khan, dude. I need you to take care of something for me, man. Yeah, I got these guys I want you to double-cross for me. They did me some wrong in the past, so yeah, I'm going to take care of them, dude, all right? So I'm going to go. I'm going to send you to go make a fake week, drug right? deal, all right? I want you to take care of this for me, man, all right? Yeah, you'll get paid. You'll get paid plenty, all right? Just take care of this for me, dude, all right? Everything's going to be okay, all right? Say hi to the family for me, okay? Yeah, man. Everything's going to go down smoothly, dude. Double cross. All right, man. I got to go. Later.
Which one's De Niro? Which one's Pacino? I'm confused.
Amazing.
That was De Niro talking on the phone.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, Pacino was on the other end.
Sorry, here's your clip.
Sorry, Bob. I'm really sorry. Stop worrying about it. Whatever happens, I'm not taking you down with me.
Don't worry about me. I'm all right. Believe me.
I don't know what I was thinking. I just don't know what I was thinking. You know what you was thinking? You were thinking about a 10-year-old girl who had her skull crushed. See, I tried to stop you, you know, but so what? I admired you that day. I admired you, what you did. That was righteous.
Righteous.
Yeah.
First clip was better, but...
Wow.
That looks great.
I don't think Al has had an acting partner of this caliber since he and I worked together in Two for the Money. I think that must have been the same sort of challenge for him.
Sure.
As this was.
Why did they cut all those scenes out?
Too good. I was too good.
Too
made him
good.
Look bad.
Okay.
Made Al look a little weak up on the screen. Sometimes they have what they call screen balance, where sometimes you're just paying too much attention to one actor in a scene. Then it throws the scene off of out of whack because
he probably had it cut because he didn't want to look bad.
I'm a little uncomfortable how I'm looking up against Ralph Garman.
There was some ratings.
Take some of his,
too,
right? His scenes out of the movie. Good. Wow.
There's ratings concerns, too. If they left your part in, it might be NC-17. It was just too racy.
I was pretty raw. I was up there, you know? Well, I ad-lib. That's how I work. I'm a method actor. Throwing the F-bombs around a little bit too much. Speaking of which, Carly Pope, our guest who's upcoming, also was in Two for the Money with Al Pacino and myself. So I'm looking forward to recounting some stories from our time together spent in Vancouver all those years ago.
And that fake movie that you were never in.
See if she has any idea who I am. I think we should put some money down to see if she has any idea
who
I am.
I'm putting money down against.
I bet you are. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's movie beat.
We usually try to get to Harvey Levin early in the week from TMZ.com. But something came up today, and we thought we would try to squeeze in another phone call. Harvey, thank you for taking the time today.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Harvey.
Hey.
Kanye West.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Kanye West. God bless him.
So I went to work yesterday minding my own business. And
that's not your job, Harvey, minding your own business, by the way.
That's true.
So we get this call from our cameraman saying, we got a problem here at LAX. And what happened was, you know, the cameraman was shooting a still photographer. And the still photographer, and it turns out, by the way, and we didn't know this until later in the day, these guys are brothers.
What?
The still photographer, I know, it's weird. The still photographer is the brother of the camera guy. But
All right, let me back up just one second. Why was your – was it your cameraman?
Our cameraman was the video guy
okay.
who showed up who videotaped as the other thing was happening.
Okay, but he was not videotaping just the other guy taking pictures. He was videotaping Kanye.
Yeah, he didn't start until this thing really
– Okay.
So we see Kanye West on tape. I mean, it's rare that you actually see it on you see it happen.
Right.
But basically, the still photographer gets his camera wrestled away by Kanye's bodyguard and Kanye, and the camera guy, the bodyguard gets the main part of the camera. Kanye gets the light unit, and they both smash it to the ground. Then at that point, the bodyguard comes charging at our camera guy and wrestles him to the ground, breaks our camera, but it's still rolling actually on the ground. The police come. When the police are there, they're interviewing everybody. Kanye realizes that our camera had video, that we had videotaped
right.
the incident, and Kanye says, "Give me that effing tape," and lunges at our guy and the camera.
While the police were there.
The police were restraining him.
Oh.
The police were restraining him.
Someone has a little anger problem.
So they arrested Kanye for vandalism along with the bodyguard, and Kanye posted bail, and he's in Hawaii right now. That's the hits, runs, and errors.
All right. Now, before we get to your take on it and talk about, right or wrong or whatever, we did do a phone topic earlier this morning. We had people call in on pretty much all sides of this topic.
I think it's fair. I don't think that they should be able to follow people around like that and go ahead and take pictures of them. I think you should do that at your own risk.
So you think that any time a celebrity is in a public place, they should be able to attack the photographers?
Yeah.
Hey, I think that, he's an entertainer. He puts himself in the limelight. You know, he makes his money from people seeing him and buying his records. You know, if people want to photograph him, you know, that's what he gets. You know, if he was an average Joe like the rest of us, nobody follows me there for it with a camera.
Something has to be done about the photographers. It's simple to say because it's getting too much house control and you're going to get more of it than that. If I'm somewhere, you know, and you take a couple of pictures of me and I say, okay, that's enough, it should be enough.
There should be some kind of stalking law because if they're following you around purposely and like, you know, the last caller said, you know, and just taking picture after picture, I mean, that would piss anybody off, whether you're famous or not.
He shouldn't have physically attacked the guy, dude. That's where he messed up. I mean, they're going to take your picture, they're going to take your picture.
Yeah.
But as long as you physically don't attack me or touch me, hey, we're straight, man. You know, I'll walk on my airplane, do whatever. Like you guys mentioned Tom Hanks. I mean, there's people on TMZ that are hella cool, dude. They don't even trip like that.
They don't trip like that. That's true. Harvey, is the backlash coming from the bad few photographers that are jumping in people's faces and trying to get reaction? Would you guess?
I mean, this is a – I don't want to get sanctimonious here. The fact is that this has become a really big business. When we started TMZ 3 years ago, there weren't a lot of shows that were doing kind of celebrities in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there were magazines that were all doing these red carpet things. Now they kind of realize, okay, there's a business in this, that it works. And so everybody's getting in the game. And when that happens, it's old supply-demand economics, and a lot of people are in this game, and there are people who were in the game for a long time before, but a small group. Now it's much bigger,
right.
and people are smelling money. So and that isn't necessarily even the case in terms of being able to sell this stuff, but that there's a perception of that. So you got a lot of people doing this who never did it before. There are no ground rules in a lot of these places, and there's a problem.
And any freelance guy doesn't have a company to answer to. So freelance, I guess you want to get out there and get the most extreme pictures so you can sell them.
And even companies now, a lot of them hire these guys as, quote, independent contractors, which means, oh, we didn't know what he was doing.
Sure.
He's not really our employee.
Right.
So, I mean, our camera guys are all our employees, and they all have rules, and they're written in their contracts, and they know what they can and can't do.
Now, having said all that, it doesn't look like any of that happened here. I mean, it doesn't look like anybody was
breaking rules
or getting too close or any of that stuff. It just looks like Kanye went crazy.
Well, from all we can see, and I mean, I talked to the cops at the scene, actually, when it was happening, and I've talked to people afterwards. It doesn't look like anything happened. I mean, our tape starts in the middle of the attack.
Right.
So I can't tell you because I wasn't there, but I've been checking around. We've even sent people out to the airport, and I don't see anything that provoked it. And we're actually, you know, we've really been checking. Haven't heard a word from the cops about it or anybody else. So, I don't know. I mean, he has always hated photographers.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's happened before where he's come up and, you know, he's actually done it to us where he just comes up and and as a matter of fact, we did it in March in exactly the same black hooded sweatshirt, or gray hooded sweatshirt rather. So, I don't know. I mean, he's one of those guys that just hates it and looks like he really snapped.
Yeah, which is
now,
awesome.
The question that was interesting is what's going to happen here? Because Kanye, you know, when I talked to people at the scene, they said that this was a felony vandalism arrest. But that's up to the prosecutors. I mean, he could end up not getting prosecuted, which I think is a possibility. He could end up with a misdemeanor vandalism charge or a felony one. But under the law, it has to be around $400 or more for it to be a felony.
Right.
But here's the complication. When Kanye and the bodyguard wrestled the still camera away, the bodyguard grabbed the main part of the camera. All Kanye grabbed was the light unit and smashed it to the ground. So I did some checking, and the light unit is right around that figure. So if it's under the $400 figure, Kanye can't be prosecuted for a misdemeanor, for a felony, but the bodyguard can.
So the bodyguard grabbed the camera and smashed it, but Kanye just grabbed the flash.
Exactly.
That's how he rolls.
That's a smart man. You got to give it to him.
Yeah. All right. One other topic is Jamie Lynn Spears. What the hell's going on with her at the airport and the police and the
look-alike?
And now there's
an investigation into it?
Lisa Mee, you know I love you, but you said something really early this morning, and sadly I was up listening.
What?
I don't remember. You said something. I thought, I got to talk to her about this. It's not exactly right.
I heard something this morning on KNX about how Jamie Lynn Spears came to the airport in L.A., and the airport police helped her evade photographers, and that there was some sort of body double.
Right. Here's what happened, because we broke this story yesterday, and we had heard about this. The reason we actually started looking into the story is we looked at the video, and it doesn't really look like Jamie Lynn when you really slow it down.
Not much at all.
So here's the deal. I can tell you exactly what happened. Somebody from Brittany's camp on Tuesday called the L.A. airport police and said that, and this is where there's a miscommunication. I'm told that according to them that they called up and said Jamie Lynn was coming into town with a baby.
Right.
The police took it to mean, and it may have just been an innocent misunderstanding, that Brittany was flying in along with Jamie Lynn. So they felt, okay, this is code red if Brittany's coming in. So they all kind of went out there. At the last minute, when they got to the Delta area, they found out it wasn't Brittany, it was Jamie Lynn. But then they started looking, and they realized she had a three-month-old baby. There were a lot of paparazzi there, so they figured, you know, for the safety of the baby, we're going to basically let her go down onto the tarmac and get into a car and leave the airport. So they did that, and it all would have been fine. But for some reason, the supervisor then decides, let's find a random woman on the airplane who looks like Jamie Lynn.
It was another blonde that was on the same airplane that has nothing to do with her, right?
You're correct.
Awesome.
Goes up to her. They go up to her, and they say, would you help us out? And they say, can we walk you to baggage claim and tell her what's going on? So she's kind of looking down, so you can't get a good look at her face. You got like four or five police officers flanking her, and all these paparazzi are taking pictures, and you're wondering why.
Yeah, why do that?
Nobody can answer it. So we found out they have literally launched an internal investigation on this thing because they're upset about a whole bunch of things. But one of them is that if this woman got hurt, she would sue the ass off the police department of the city because they, you know, it's like, so you got her involved in an Ashton Kutcher prank,
right.
and she got hurt. So there are some people who are kind of upset about this thing. So I don't know why they did it. I mean, it all kind of made sense to me until that.
Yeah.
And I cannot give you, I don't think anybody can quite give you an answer for it.
Because at the point where they talked the other person into doing it, I mean, Jamie Lynn was probably in a car gone and out of danger.
She was down in the tarmac.
That's so bizarre.
She was down in the tarmac, and they could have never gotten to her because the paparazzi can't get past security.
Right.
So she was safely tucked away, and for some reason, this all happened.
That's awesome.
Is it unbelievable?
And you got to know the police at the time were thinking. Was it police or was it airport police?
It's airport. Well, airport. airport police, but okay. They are police officers.
They
they're
are,
sworn
okay.
police, yeah, they're sworn police officers.
Because every time I see an airport police car, I slow down because I see the lights, and I go, you can't give me a ticket. I'm going to speed right past you. I always do that.
Well, no, but I mean, but no, they're really, they're, you know what, I got to tell you something. They're really good guys.
I imagine so, but don't you think that it was going through all of their minds, what in the hell are we doing?
They're really good guys, and they're really good cops. I mean, you know, they really – I've seen what they do. There are a lot of difficult situations in that airport. They're really good. Because so, I don't want to, like, make it sound like they're these crazy Keystone
sure.
cops, because they're not. I think somebody had something in their head, and I'm still not sure what that is. And this one didn't make a whole lot of sense. But, I mean, it was like the ultimate punk.
Oh, that's the best. All right. Harvey Levin, TMZ.com, of course. Thank you for making an extra day for us today, Harvey. And, of course, the TV show is at 6:30 on Channel 11.
We'll see you guys.
Thank you, Harvey. Hi. Thank you, Lisa. 8:57 now. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Real quick, before I get to the showbiz news, I did want to mention about that hit-and-run accident we talked about a couple weeks ago that I witnessed in Studio City. Just got word from the investigating officer, Rhiannon Talley, who is a great cop and a good person. She sent me an email with an update that so far they have not yet apprehended the person responsible for hitting that mother and daughter in the crosswalk on Tahunga there in Studio City. But she did want to let me know that there has been a fund established for the mother and daughter and their hospital bills and other needs that they have because they both, obviously the mom's been out of work since she's been hit and had her pelvis shattered and her leg shattered. The little 10-year-old girl also with a broken pelvis and shattered legs. And people have emailed me asking if there's some way they can contribute or send a card or a note to these two women, and I thought it would be cool if I passed that information along. So I've got it all here, thanks to Officer Talley. If you would like to contribute to the hospital bills that the two are incurring, they don't have health insurance, so that would be a pretty cool thing. Or if you just want to send a note of support, it would be pretty cool as well. Email me at ralph@krock.com. I've got all the information where you can send it to Annabelle and her mom. So thanks for your interest, and everyone's been, I've been, ever since I talked about it, a lot of emails, people wanting updated information and following up on what happened to those two people, and apparently they are healing, they're still in rough shape, but apparently they will recover, so, sort of a good end to that story. It'd be a better end if they caught the person responsible,
yes,
and then dropped them off at my house for a little conversation in my
explain
garage
it to them.
With a softball.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Lauren Conrad, star of MTV's The Hills, is writing a book.
Yes.
Lauren Conrad, author?
Yes.
You can put that after her name. HarperCollins is the publishing house responsible for this travesty. They say the book will be fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not kidding you, this is the plot. It's about a young woman in her 20s who moves to Los Angeles and becomes the star of a reality television show.
Oh, that is fiction.
That is fiction.
Wow, how was she? Where will she get that information
from? I don't know. She's going to have to ask somebody. Maybe she can watch The Hills.
Yeah.
And learn something about her own life. No word on when the book will be released, but I'm sure you'll smell it before it hits stores.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Megan Fox.
May
be considered a sexy Hollywood star, but apparently she's still a down-to-earth girl.
I'm sorry, you mean Earth's hottest girl as on the cover of Maxim magazine?
Is that what they put on the cover of Max Magazine?
Oh, my God.
Earth's hottest girl. Not sure about any other planets, but for Earth, she wins.
Have you seen Carly Pope, our next guest? Have you seen her?
Second hottest.
Give her a run for the money.
Okay.
That's all I
got to
tell you. Megan apparently doesn't have any Hollywood friends.
No one likes her?
No, it's not that, Lisa. She thinks they're phony.
Oh.
Her best friend is a gal in Florida who works at a mall. She says she'd rather stick with her tried-and-true friends than make new Hollywood friends.
Okay.
Which is probably a good...
Absolutely.
Good route to go.
They'll be loyal to you.
That's true. They'll be there in thick and thin.
Yeah.
So when you get thick, they'll still be your friends.
Yeah.
Unlike the Hollywood people, who only like you when you're thin.
True.
Nicely done.
That's where the thick and thin comes in. And Warner Brothers thinks you still have a few more bucks to give them for The Dark Knight. So they are bringing it back into theaters in January.
Hasn't it made more money than all but one movie in history?
They wanted to make more money than any movie.
The second all-time best-grossing movie of all time, yes.
Okay.
But they're going to re-release it in January, so you can see it on the big screen in case you missed it. Now, it will be out on DVD in December, so they're not expecting to make that much more money. However, the method to their madness is that it'll be out there just in time for Academy Award voters to catch it again in case they need a little reminder come voting time for the Oscars.
And the main one is Heath Ledger that everybody thinks?
Heath Ledger, his performance has been gotten a bunch of buzz for Best Supporting Actor. However, they believe
that this is one of the rare cases where a blockbuster special effects superhero movie could actually be in the running for a Best Picture nomination.
Listen, I would nominate Iron Man as well for Best Picture.
I would too.
From this year.
But those movies tend to not get that sort of nod, but maybe Best Director.
Yeah.
You could argue that Christopher Nolan certainly could be nominated for The Dark Knight. So if you happen, if you're one of the few people on the planet Earth who haven't seen The Dark Knight, you haven't seen The Dark Knight?
No, he hasn't.
He's thinking about it.
Now here's the thing. Still in theaters, coming out on DVD at Christmas time and then back in theaters, he hasn't seen it.
Christian Bale is like his favorite actor on the planet.
Uh-huh.
I know. He goes on and on about Christian Bale ad nauseum.
But I'm not really...
I fail on every important level.
Conclusion, I'm not really that into Christian Bale. I'm into Patrick Bateman.
Which is his character.
In American Psycho.
Really,
that makes sense.
It's true. Not that into him.
Yeah.
You're just not that into him.
I want him to wear a double-breasted suit and carry chainsaws and...
Talk about Huey Lewis in the news that you're in?
And cross-trainers and underwear and, hunting knives at women.
There's a lot of problems
here. You're just into a metrosexual serial killer with violent tendency towards women and questionable sexuality. That's what you're into.
Wonder why.
Yeah. With great taste in music.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Emmy Rossum. She's 22 years old today. Name something Emmy Rossum's been in, Psycho Mike.
Mystic River.
Oh, okay.
Look at that.
I just thought, sometimes he just makes noises for the sake of it. I don't know if he really knew who we were talking about. She was also in Phantom of the Opera. She was a star of that.
Yes.
Debacle. With Gerard Butler, pre-300.
Was that
the
him?
Phantom. Yeah, he played the Phantom in that movie. Jennifer Hudson, who won her Oscar for Dreamgirls, is 27 years old today. Paul Walker from The Fast and the Furious turns 35.
Alec Cars.
Jason Statham.
That's right, Jet Li.
Is 36 years old today. Joe Pantoliano is 57 years old today. And it's taken me 57 years to learn how to pronounce Pantoliano.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a hard name to say if you don't work it. But most important, the reason we celebrate today is that drummer, legend, Neil Peart of Rush is 56 years old today.
Can we see some more of the eardrums? Would you mind?
I have had a request from a lot of people to not only air drum again, because you can feel it through the radio when I hear the air drumming, but we brought in Lightning to videotape my air drumming because so many people were so impressed by my air performance.
This is Neil Peart if he were retarded.
This is Neil Peart from the band Rush and their legendary trademark song, Tom Sawyer. Hit it, Steve! That's why I had to stop drumming.
You would die.
I had an embolism.
The veins in his forehead and his neck.
Doctor said next time I drum, I might not kill myself, but someone else as well. Ralph Garman, I want to show. You need air drums?
You can stop air drumming now.
I can still air drum.
Don't need any more of that.
You kids want some entertainment.
9:13, Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock. Carly Pope is in the studio.
Oh, everybody, Carly Pope.
I get the bell?
Oh, absolutely do you get the bell.
And he didn't ring that with his hand. Either. That's what's odd.
We first fell in love with Carly on Popular, of course, in the WB, which seems like just decades ago.
It was a long time, hasn't it? It kind of was.
Yeah, that's back when there still was a WB. Now it's
that's right.
And then we were told that you were in Two for the Money, but Ralph's presence was so overwhelming that we didn't really notice anyone else in that movie.
I know, we all got dwarfed by him.
Yeah,
absolutely. I was in it. Ralph and I had a lot of time to just chat and get to know one another when we weren't being used, exactly.
Spent a month in Vancouver eating. Sit by the craft table there.
We had a good time in the bullpen.
We did. We had a lot of fun, yes.
You remember Ralph is what you're saying, or are you just making that up?
Oh, no, I remember him very well. In fact, I think I even threw to you when I was on my way to give Matt the business.
I
threw to you to try and get a little... a little je ne sais quoi going, but...
Yeah, we're busy trying to develop our characters because no one else would on that set.
But they cut it out anyway.
Pretty much Al and Matthew. And everyone else is like, okay, you stand there behind Al and Matthew, and then you walk past Al and Matthew.
Carly, I got to tell you, it was one of Ralph's biggest thrills because it's Al Pacino, of course.
I know.
I think that's why everybody took the job, pretty much, was to work with Al Pacino.
I'm pretty sure you're right.
Ralph takes a month off from work, goes up to Canada,
Vancouver.
Shoots the movie, comes back, he's all excited, he's pumped, he's like, the movie's coming out, and then we go to the movie, and There's not much Ralph in there. So he's bummed. And then he comes in.
A lot of me watching television. A lot of us watching football. I did a lot of
that.
But, Ralph says, when the DVD comes out.
Oh, all those deleted scenes.
All the deleted scenes. They're going to feature the hell
me
out of
it. Me and Al will be chewing it up.
So how'd it go?
Cut not, those
not
out
so
too.
Much, yeah. More of Al and Matthew talking.
No deleted scenes with Ralph in them.
No. That was Carly, painful. You may remember the most famous scene for me, at least, from Two for the Money, is Carly just climbing all over Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. Well, come on. A girl's got to do what a girl's got
to do. Give him a little good luck make-out session before he starts his career with Al.
Now, was that written too, or were you just trying to make sure that your character got in there?
Well, the scene was written. The jumping on the horse wasn't written.
Oh, really? Nice.
Carly kind of came up with saddling up herself.
I like that.
God bless her. And speaking of saddling up, what a better segue could we have than to talk about Carly's new film, which opens today at the Lemley 5 on Sunset in West Hollywood. Young people effing, I guess we'll call it.
The actual word is in the title, so we can't say it, but Young People Effing is the name of the movie.
Yeah, it's good fun.
Clean fun.
Good, yeah, clean fun for the whole family, including grandma.
I don't know that I'd want to watch it with my grandma, though. If you don't mind.
You can go separately.
Go check out the online trailer, though. Yeah. It's fantastic. It looks really funny.
It actually is a really funny film. I mean, the title sort of suggests that you're going in to see, you know...
Porn.
Yeah, Short Bus 2 or, you know, even... Yeah, you are even
the Short
porn.
Short Bus 2, but... is that retarded porn?
No. Oh,
no? Yes, I don't know what that is.
Start in that one.
but yeah, no, it's actually, it is a romantic comedy at the end of the day. It's just got a little, where romantic comedies usually stop at the first kiss, this one starts at more than that. So.
Yeah.
I think that sounds interesting.
The word romantic comedy is painful for a lot of guys.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Fair
that
enough.
Means... I don't know that I want to see it, but this is not anything like that.
No, I mean,
really.
It's you know, like, you know, there's the twist of having a lot of there's various acts being performed on screen, so you're going to see, you know, you're going to
a lot of that.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot less. There's going to be a lot less sap and a lot more sauce. I don't know.
Good enough. Sauce. How does she do it?
I think they had to cut all the sauce out, actually. But this strikes me as a romantic comedy that's a little bit more realistic because it deals with the nuts and bolts, if you will,
see what you did?
Of a relationship, which usually ends up being what happens in the bedroom between people.
Well, and that's exactly it. I think that's why the title actually is effective, because it's sort of this idea where all these people, all these various groupings of people, are going into this one night thinking that it's going to be one thing, thinking that it's just going to be, you know, a quick and easy bang, and then they discover that there's way more wrapped up into it. So it's sort of, you know, it's a commentary on this bravado that we all have about isolating sex from love or romance or intimacy of any kind, and then you can hopefully relate to these ideas that happen.
And what are the groups? There are three
there's,
different
no,
groups?
There's five.
Five.
There's the couple, the exes, the friends, the first date, and the roommates, which includes an extra body in there.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Nice. And you fall into the friend
the
category?
Friends, yeah. I'm with my best guy friend, and we're both a little sick of the scene. He's lovesick, I'm sick of love, and we decide I pioneer the whole effort to get him in the sack.
No, just friends, that, yeah. Friends with benefits.
Exactly.
And he's not sure about it at the beginning. I have a clip of this, and this is him asking if this is really what they want to do.
Do you think this is a smart thing?
All right, Gaylord. I understand what you're feeling, but listen up, because I ain't saying this twice. I'm not particularly keen on getting back out into the dating scene, since we both know every guy I've ever met has cheated on me.
Except for me, because, you know, we never actually...
Shut up. We all know if I don't get some action, I'm just going to end up falling for some head at work and be right back where I started.
Nice. So she pretty much makes him do things for her.
This guy's your friend, but is he, like, hopelessly in love with you?
Well, you know, that's always the tricky thing about these, you know... Friends before.
That's not tricky. It's tricky for women. It's not tricky for guys. If a guy is your friend and you look like you look and he's hanging around you, he pretty much wants
but
to be with you.
But if there's feelings there, that's the that's the tricky part. And it often happens that one person in the dynamic maybe has feelings, whether they're you know, subconsciously there or not, they're there.
It's always the guy.
Pretty much.
And the chick's hotter, so she knows she doesn't have to settle for
him.
But
she can keep him around.
And he stays around because he's hoping.
Right.
He's hoping one night she's going to suggest, you know what, let's just bang because I'm tired of the dating scene. He's praying for that moment to happen, and finally hoping for this guy, and it sounds like he's blowing it.
And then we see what happens.
Yeah.
And chaos ensues.
And then he says, do you think it's the smart thing to do? What? That's a mistake, right? That's a stupid.
This movie's science fiction. It's not a romantic comedy. He's saying no to her. Come on.
All right, it's a limited release. We're going to take a quick break. Carly Pope is here. It's a limited release, though, if you can't stick around. West Hollywood, Lemley Sunset 5. Young People Effing is the name of it. Full words there, but we can't say them on the radio. Carly Pope is in the studio with us.
Again, don't break the bell.
The movie is only playing in one theater right now, but I imagine if it does well, which it will.
I sure hope so.
It'll open wider.
It could expand. Yeah.
It's called what she said.
Maybe right in the Bible Belt.
It's called
the Midwest.
I'm gonna love that.
It's called Young People Effing. And
Sarah Palin's already banned it in Alaska, by the
way. I'm sure.
Can't see it in Alaska, for sure.
I will tell you this. If you liked Kevin Amin Show, you like K-Rock, if you watch the trailer, you'll go right up my alley.
Yeah.
Right up my alley.
Because it's about a bunch of friends all one night falling into the pitfalls of relationships, which involve getting naked and having sex with each other. And that's really what it's all about, right?
Yeah. That's
I mean, that happens, right?
It does.
People do that.
It does in my life.
It doesn't happen with Dior Baird and Carly Pope very often.
No.
I imagine in this particular case.
You know. I've never had a buddy that looks like Carly say, oh, we should have sex because we're both friends and dating sucks.
I don't believe that.
It doesn't happen. From a guy's point, listen to me. Guys are always trying to hang out with girls that are hotter than them, than their level.
And they won't.
And girls know that the guy's a little below their level, so they never settle. Never.
No.
Never, ever.
I had some like female lacrosse playing friends in high school who would say, look, let's get together and, you know.
And then you had to say, who's the guy?
Yeah, exactly.
So you just need to find friends that are charity cases that have that broken wing syndrome.
Right, sure.
Let's do
have
this.
Their heart broken or whatever, sure. So you shot this movie a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it was in the fall, winter of 2006. So, and then we premiered at the Toronto Film Festival in 2007. And then it just took a minute to come out. It came out in Canada in June. And
it's been there 14 weeks, did you say?
I think 14 weeks, yeah. In fact, I think it's still in theaters in some cities in Canada. So that's a pretty big accomplishment for the little Canadian film that could. and then now it's just, it came down to New York on the 29th of August, and now it's here today.
You're Canadian.
Sure am.
And you do a lot of work up there as well as here in the States.
Yeah, I did. After I did Popular, I moved back home for about 5 years and was pretty much locked into the Canadian market.
Right.
And then, you know, I feel like movement is good, so I started to come back down here. And I haven't done a lot of stuff in Canada since I moved back, down here. But I still try.
Because you hate your own people, or?
No, I like my own people.
Oh, you like your own people.
Okay. I like my own,
Your own people. It's like a Star Trek episode. She's on another planet up there in Canada. Well, I was interested to know, because when Popular hit, you and Leslie both were sort of like the teen...
Sensation.
You had a lot of sensation, a lot of heat on you, a lot of focus on you. When
oh, is that what it was?
Yes.
Didn't feel that way to you?
I mean, you guys got a lot of attention in the press and stuff.
I guess so. I mean, Leslie and I both were so uncomfortable with it that we really tried to minimize.
Is that why you ran back to Canada? Because you're uncomfortable with it?
Well, actually, honestly, yes. That's exactly what happened. But
And is that a good move for an actress to eschew the spotlight,
to disappear and run away?
There's a very, very good reason why I'm currently unemployed. It has a lot to do with it.
But I was just wondering, being a young woman in Los Angeles, you came shortly after you graduated, right? You came down to the States?
Yeah, it was very, very shortly. Yeah, I had just started university and pretty much, you know, 3 months in, I got the call to come down. So.
And you're on a TV series and you're making a decent amount of cash and you're running around in Hollywood with other young people. I mean, did you run into that lifestyle? Was it problematic? Did you find yourself maybe a little over your head when you came down?
No, I mean, not over my head in terms of my behavior or my habits or anything. No, it was...
Are there any photos of you coming out of a limousine without wearing underwear?
That's totally. That's a good question.
All the time. No, only in my own life. Only in only on Facebook. no, it's it wasn't really that so much as just I didn't understand how to negotiate what the hell celebrity and the industry and Hollywood. I didn't really understand what it was all about.
Nobody really prepares you for that part of it, do they?
Yeah, and I was kind of thinking that this was just going to be a hobby. Like, I really was thinking that acting was just sort of a side a side dish to everything else. So
because you didn't think it would be possible to be that big, or you weren't interested?
No, it like, wasn't. I wasn't really interested. I mean, I always knew that I wanted to be a part of projects that were inspiring and cool, and things that I would want to go see, and things my friends would want to go see. But I just didn't really think. I guess I thought I would have more time to figure out if it was what I wanted to do, and then figure out my game plan on how to do it. But in this case, I was just sort of thrust into it, and you know, bless them for hiring me, because it was a really great experience. The show itself was so much fun. We had a blast doing it. But
sounds like it. You ran back to Canada right afterwards.
Yeah, it was inside.
But you probably felt pressured to capitalize on that show and start making big career moves, and maybe you weren't ready to make those
decisions. Well, that's exactly it. You know, you have this piece that gives you momentum, and then all of a sudden, you know, I definitely shied away from it, and it was good. It was the right choice for me to move back home for a while. Wrong choice professionally, right choice personally. And now, you know, she's just trying to pick up the pieces.
So. Yeah, it's so sad.
That is sad. So go see her movie, people.
She's got a little broken wing, this little bird. Let's nurse her back to
any
health.
Any friends out there?
Any friends out there?
Give
me
some
make
favors.
Her feel better?
Limited release again. It's today only at the West Hollywood Lemley
you
Sunset.
Can only go today?
Playing today only?
No.
That sucks.
It opens today.
I'm busy today.
Only at the Lemley Sunset.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
It'll be showing tomorrow as well. At
that's excellent.
And hopefully a little.
And
bit
And hopefully
yeah.
maybe
Sunday
even Sunday.
Too, probably.
Maybe even Sunday. If they do well Friday and Saturday, it will also show Sunday.
Well, so Carly, congratulations, and I hope to see you in Two for the Money, too.
Oh, absolutely. I think we should write it.
Yes, the revenge of Tammy and Reggie.
It's going to be all different. No Al Pacino, no Matthew McConaughey.
Al Pacino. Learn how to act, you hack.
Thanks for coming in, Carly.
Thank
we appreciate
you so.
It.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Today, 1-800-520-1067. That's a very special number. That's very different than every other day.
What number is that?
I don't know. Pair of tickets to Not Soak City is what you get just for being on the air. Let's begin with Spencer from Yorba Linda. Good morning, Spencer.
Yo, what it do? So, here's my deal. Last night I went for the midnight release of the Metallica album.
Yes.
And I was waiting for like 40 minutes. I was like fifth in line. I was pretty up close. And I get it, and I go to my car, and I play it, and it doesn't even work.
Sucker!
Yeah.
I imagine there are a certain percentage of all CDs that put out are failed somehow.
Yeah.
But not for people who wait in line for 40
Spencer,
minutes.
Spencer, were you afraid they were going to run out? That's why you had to get there at midnight?
No,
to get
no. Just, I don't know. I was excited.
You're excited. Now, have you heard it yet?
No,
it doesn't work, Kevin.
I know it doesn't work, but you can download it. You can walk back and you can do a lot of things.
I know. I don't have a computer right now, so.
All right.
Did you return the CD?
Not yet. I got to wait till after work today.
Wow.
So
you
wanted
so you tried to get it at midnight. Now it's going to be like over the weekend before you can actually listen to it. It's great. It's really great. So, not to rub it in, but oh well.
Too bad for you.
Would have been a lot better if yours had worked.
See you later. Yeah. Let's go to Alex, who is calling from Ontario. Good morning, Alex.
What did you and have you?
What did
you do?
So, I was at the Arclight for the screening of Burn Before Reading last night, and me and my girlfriend are sitting there.
Uh-huh.
And right before the movie's about to start, this real flamboyant guy walks in with his, like, life partner or something, mm-hmm. and he is wearing white pants.
Oh, yeah.
And sits right next to us.
Well, yep. If he's got a life partner, can't be surprised.
Get it on. I think that is an advertising thing. I don't think that you have to partake if you sit next to somebody in white pants. I think they're just letting it be known they enjoy that.
I just can't seem to go anywhere without seeing white pants.
Yeah. I know. It really is.
And it's after Labor Day, too, and that's just bad form.
That we can't put up with.
It's like Groundhog Day every day for me.
Yeah. The problem is that once you learn about the white pants, then they're everywhere.
Yeah.
You go, oh,
it's
dear God. That's a grandma. I can't even look at her that way. By the way, it's burn after reading, isn't it?
Yes.
Not burn before reading?
No. You don't want to burn it before. Then you never get a chance to read it.
John in Redondo Beach. Good morning.
Good morning. What'd it do?
What'd it do?
I was also at the burn after reading. What I noticed, though, is actually Nine Inch Nails came in right before it started.
Oh, Trent Reznor was there?
Trent Reznor, yeah, the guitarist and some of the other guys.
No kidding.
That's pretty cool.
Did they perform before the movie?
That would have been cool.
No,
it sounds like they snuck in at the last second so that they could watch without being harassed. Did you harass them?
No, I did not.
Right. Good man.
Check you out. Thank you, man. Let's go to Carlos in Long Beach. Good morning, Carlos.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
What it do, baby boo? Yo, I want to talk about the USC Trojans in Ohio State this weekend.
Fight on!
That's what I'm talking about. We're going for the victory, the big victory. I say three touchdowns. What do you guys think? You
three
think,
touchdowns?
You think SC is going to beat Ohio State by three touchdowns?
Yes, sir.
I don't know. I that's a lot.
That's what I'm talking about. Number one.
It wouldn't surprise me if they did, but a touchdown or two is still a pretty good-sized manhandle.
What's the spread, Carlos? Do you know?
Right now, I believe it's up to 18.
18? That strikes me as just about right.
Well, I think it's going to be more. The Beanie Wells kid is not going to play.
It's true.
We're number one.
They're missing their running back.
Time to make our statement.
We are faster than them.
18 is a crazy spread, by the way.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a lot of points.
Mark Sanchez looked good in his first game, that's for sure.
All right.
Yes, he did.
Thank you, Carlos. Good luck.
I love SC. They're a great team.
They
are. Carroll just seems like a guy who knows how to run a team, doesn't he?
Yep. Jerry in Tustin. Good morning.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
What it do, baby boo?
Hello.
Hi, I just wanted to let you guys know that I have actually seen Young People Effing.
Oh,
yes.
Good.
And it was fantastic.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it.
That's
yeah,
what
it was really, really good. A lot of eye candy on there. It sort of did revert back to its old, like, romantic comedy ending at the end, but other than that, it was great.
Yeah, I think that's all right. As long as there's eye candy, I'm in.
Sure.
How's my girl Carly Pope in it?
Carly Pope, wow.
Pretty hot, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ding, ding.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Ooh, ding, ding. He
ding,
gave
ding.
It two. All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Thank you to Carly Pope for coming in today.
Did you know she had a hard time kind of keeping her hands off me?
Yeah.
I think that chemistry from Canada kind of was
I didn't notice that at all.
Blossoming
right.
again.
It seemed like she was moving toward Lisa as much
yeah,
as she could.
Actually,
I think she was just fighting her urges.
She mentioned looking down Lisa's top
she
at
did.
One point off the air.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Nothing about you,
yeah.
really.
Nothing
so
really
much.
About you, though. Yeah.
Her
as
eyes
much.
Were looking there. Her hands were someplace else. That's all I got to say.
Lemley Sunset is where the movie is playing. It's called Young People Effing. What?
Lemley Sunset.
Thanks to Harvey Levin from TMZ.com.
And taste.
Coming on about the Kanye West story. Of course, his TV show is on at 6:30 on Channel 11. Thanks to Petros Papadakis. He's going to be doing the USC-Ohio State pregame and postgame
on FSN. Right.
The game's not there. That's the game's on ABC.
Yeah.
So flip back and forth a lot.
In case you want Petros to tell you what you just watched on ABC,
right.
you can go over to FSN and he can
exactly.
recount it for you.
And we also played some clips from Metallica Death Magnetic, which is fantastic. So that comes out today.
I've got official word. If you want to see a video of Ralph having a stroke and playing the air drums, it's up at krock.com right now.
You guys don't appreciate rock and roll.
Oh, no. We appreciate it. We appreciate it greatly.
You're the disco queens of the world. That's your problem. You never make any time for a young rock and roller.
It does look like Ralph is having a stroke, but he is playing the drums with Rush, and it's worth a look. And send it to your friends and tell them it's your retarded cousin. They'll understand.
Retarded drummer, a new yes. series on the internet.
Monday morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have the Metallica Grand Prize, by the way, those of you that are qualifying for that, which is the band's gear. Well, I don't know, the drum kit and a bass and two guitars and a microphone.
That'd be all right.
How much is that going for, though?
$17
trillion.
Wow,
that's expensive.
It's going up quite quickly. Woo! I'm not sure why. Monday morning, Bean is not a good vacationer.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Silly fears. There was an article in People magazine about people who are afraid of balloons and all kinds of other just bizarre nonsense that somehow they've developed a fear of.
Stop it.
And I don't really
That's going to be the answer to that break.
Just stop
just
it.
Stop it.
And let's talk about Megan Fox and a bunch of other stuff on Monday morning. So have a great weekend and come back.
Fight on, SC.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
The best tonic is chronic.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Do you have any marijuana I might be able to buy from you?
Pass it over to me.
Smoke weed every day.
Roll another one.
You got any weed?
Just like the other one. This one seems to be about to quit. And I need another hit.
Kat Corbett is next. She has 40 minutes nonstop. She's got the latest from Metallica. She's got MGMT. She's got Coldplay new music. A whole bunch. Part of 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock.
I guess if we're going to feel anything, we should smoke a whole bunch of it really fast.
I've never been this high in my goddamn life.
Just like the other one.
Butt hash.
This one seems to be about to end.
Man, I'm so high.
I don't have another cent.
smoke weed.
Oh my god, that was bad, right?
It wasn't great.
Dude, where's my office? I totally lost it, because I was half-baked, smoking doobies. Doobie Brothers, I was smoking doobies with my brothers. Peace out, Seacrest.
Before you go, there's one thing you need to know, and that's I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC, and we're doing a story on adults who meet kids on the internet for sex. So, if there's anything else you'd like to tell us, we'd like to hear it. If not, you can walk out the door you came in.
Well, that's it.
Yeah, that's all the time we have.
Like it's only been like 5 minutes, man.
Oh, let me rephrase that. That's about as much time as I can take with you.
Oh, that's cool.
And now this.
So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this.